Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
And we welcome you to Cardinal Field. It is playoff time here for the Chadron Cardinals. They come in as the 8th seed, 7-2, two straight losses. They get a home game this Friday afternoon. As I say hello and welcome to the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show, I'm Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here, member FDIC. Last Friday evening at approximately 8:45 p.m., Chadron had just finished off losing to Sydney 14-0. Now, given what I was talking about last week, that and all the results that were happening throughout the state, was a playoff game, a home playoff game, feasible? Well, to be honest, it really wasn't. But O'Neill fell to Columbus Lakeview, result that I had known even before I left the stadium. Now, what I didn't know is that O'Neill would fall all the way to this 10th spot. And everybody else stayed the same, which bumped everybody up one spot. Chadron and Lincoln Christian. Chadron was 9. Lincoln Christian was 10. Chadron moved up to 8. Lincoln Christian moved up to 9. Stayed roughly the same based on the power points and ended up being a tiebreaker that moved 3 spots down. Tiebreaker list to give Chadron the advantage in a home game this Friday afternoon here in the Northwestern Nebraska Panhandle. So, we get a home game. Well, when's the last time that happened? That was back in 2021. Chadron was the 5 seed. They fell to Battle Creek 28-20. Last time the Chadron Cardinals won a playoff game, well, just ask the class that will be having their class reunion this next summer. Jackson Dickerson and the crew back in 2014 on a crummy day here in Northwest Nebraska. They beat Oglala 6-0 to give them the win, and they moved on in the playoffs. Now, Lincoln Christian making the 430-something-mile drive out here. Came down yesterday, stayed in Alliance. Had themselves an interesting journey to get here. Included 3 straight wins to close out the regular season, all against teams that finished their season with a 3-6 record. We're live here on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chadron Community Hospital, seeing the standard, excellence in healthcare. We'll go ahead and take our first break. Come back for more pregame. You're tuning in to Chadron Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR. And Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
There's a corners car mechanic causing quite a stir. Our own folk hero goes by Osborne.
And Osborne's in the factory, fought for every man. Told those corporate suits, get out of here, your greed ain't gonna stand. Independent, run for Senate, he's got some damn good plans. He ain't in it for the money, his folks, he understands. And Osborne, he works for a living. The billionaires don't like the fight he's giving. Secure the border, stop the corporate scam. It's time to let Dan, the working man.
Now DC Deb is spending millions lying about our Dan. Well, we Cornhuskers won't fall for it. We're sticking with the Osborne man.
Drain the swamp of your Nebraskans. Come on, elect Dan, the working man.
This is Independent Dan Osborne, candidate for U.S. Senate in Nebraska, and I approve this message. Paid for by Osborne for Senate. As a family rancher, I know firsthand the importance of agriculture to our state. It's the bedrock of our economy, and it's critical to our way of life. But my opponent doesn't see it that way.
I don't know the first thing about farming or ranching.
Now is not the time for political games and inexperience. We need a trusted fighter who gets the job done.
I'm Deb Fisher. I'm running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Deb Fisher for U.S. Senate.
Well, welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson here with you, getting you set for an 8-9 battle between the Shattern Cardinals and the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. Now let's introduce you to Lincoln Christian, and before I talk about this team in specific, I want to talk about what their season has been, and that's perseverance, that is mission, that is battling for something beyond yourself. Now, if you're not familiar with this team, Coach Kurt Earl is their head coach. His wife was diagnosed with an aggressive brain tumor, terminal brain cancer, back in the month of February. Danielle, I beg your pardon if I mispronounced that, but she was diagnosed with a tumor back in February, with an expected survival rate of about 25% of patients survive more than 1 year. And I'm pulling this directly off the article that Chris Basnett from the Lincoln Journal Star wrote. It's been about 6 months since she was diagnosed with that brain cancer. And as of Wednesday, she had an MRI. And as of right now, it looks like she's in remission. So thinking about the Kurt Earl family and his family right now as they get set to play the Shattern Cardinals. In fact, reading through the article, she's only missed one game throughout his entire Kurt Earl's entire career. In fact, it was a playoff game that Lincoln Christian won. Hopefully she's here in attendance today, able to watch their Crusaders take on the Shattern Cardinals. Now, let's talk about this team a little bit. They are a double tight, double wing formation. You'll hear that from Michael Sandstrom when we get to that interview here in a little bit. So Shattern's seen this offense a little bit. Ogallala ran it. Mitchell ran a form of it. Chase County ran a form of it. Ogallala's probably the closest to what Lincoln Christian has ran. Now, the talent disparity between Ogallala and Lincoln Christian, I'm not going to completely trash Ogallala, but this Lincoln Christian team is really, really good. They got some, one of the most high-impact offenses, fourth in C1 in terms of points per game at 35.5, and they got Asa Wegerson, who is second in class C1. He comes into this game with 1,416 yards at a clip of 157.3 yards per game. Second in touchdowns as well with 23. That he's second to the one and only win. Bailey. Quinn Bailey, he struggled last week against Sydney, had a season low of 100 yards, fell a little bit in the standings. In fact, he's going to lose the state rushing title to Connor Booth, who plays for Bishop Newman, a Class C2 school, but he's still on track to potentially crack the 6,000-yard mark. He would need an incredible night tonight with approximately 326 yards, which would actually tie a school record that he owns himself. Gwen Bailey, an all-time great for the Shattern Cardinals, an all-time great. In fact, getting up to 6,000 would have put him into the top 15 all-time in career rushing yards for a running back in the state of Nebraska. And while that offense for Lincoln Christian is so good, so is Shattern's defense. They ranked fifth in the state in defense points per game with 10.5 points per game allowed. In fact, you look at when they win, it's been 8.3. Loss is 18.5. And here at home, only 8 points per game. That dead spot in the points per game tally came against Gearing, a 23-20 loss for the Cardinals just 2 weeks ago. We got 20 minutes till kickoff, but we'll go ahead and take another break. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
This is Independent Dan Osborne, candidate for U.S. Senate in Nebraska, and I approve this message. My dad is my hero, a Republican County Commissioner and veteran, an old-school Nebraska conservative like me. My dad taught me my values, that hard work and your word are sacred, that it's a sin to waste another man's dollar. Politicians like Deb Fisher don't understand that. Deb's done nothing on the border, failed to pass a farm bill. Deb's gotten 10 times richer in Washington, while she oversaw the national debt double. Deb has lied to us. Even local Republican parties called Deb out for lying. Now she's lying about me. I'm a veteran. My word is my bond. trust me with your vote, and I'll fight like hell to secure the border, protect Social Security for every American citizen, cut your taxes, and take on corruption. I know what it's like to put in 8 hours work for 8 hours pay, and I will never waste your tax dollars or betray your trust. Paid for by Osborne for Senate.
We spoke to people all over Nebraska about Deb Fischer and Dan Osborne. Here's what they had to say.
Deb Fischer hasn't done the things that she said she was going to do.
Deb Fischer just seems like she's bought and paid for by big corporations.
Feels like a lot of insider trading to me.
All she wants to do is keep her job so she can keep making millions.
There's absolutely no one like Dan Osborne in D.C.
I like the fact that he's a veteran.
An independent voice.
They've got hundreds of millionaires in Congress. How about one mechanic?
The Retired Career Politicians PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Chattern, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chattern or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Well, welcome back to the Chattern Community Hospital pregame show. Chattern Community Hospital, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Now, let's go through a check of the weather for your game day. I can tell you, just looking outside right now, the temperature is absolutely gorgeous right now. Temperature sitting at about 54 degrees. Winds right now, I'm trying to catch that real fast. Just looking at the flag, though, it is maybe 5 to 10 miles an hour coming directly out of the south. So, and by the time we're all said and done here in a couple hours, the sun will set and we'll be in the upper 40s. A great first Friday of the month of November. Two teams that'll run the ball. This win may be only impactful during the kicking game, but it isn't like what it was last Friday night when the Sydney Red Raiders defeated the Chattern Cardinals 14-0 to end the regular season. Speaking of the Sydney Red Raiders, that leads into the bracket talk. Sydney is the number one overall seed. They're playing Omaha Roncalli Catholic. That game will kick off at the same time as ours down in Sydney. The winner of Chattern and Lincoln Christian will play the winner of Sydney and Omaha Roncalli. And below us in the bracket is the 5 seed Central City playing for Calhoun. Columbus Lakeview, the 4 seed, will take on number 13 Columbus Scotus Central Catholic. 3 seed in the playoffs and probably the odds-on favorite to win Class C1 title is the Wahoo Warriors. They are home versus Douglas County West. They're playing about 6 o'clock tonight. Boys Town, 6 seed of Dark Horse, is taking on the 11th seed Cozad. Auburn and O'Neill, two teams that we honestly, walking out of the stadium, thought would probably be the opponent for the Chattern Cardinals. Auburn, the 7 seed, O'Neill, the 10. They're going to get kicked off 15 minutes after us at 4:15 Mountain Time. And then the 2 seed, Ashland Greenwood, will take on the 15 seed, Milford. That'll happen at about 6 o'clock Mountain Time. We got about 17 minutes to go until we kick this one off, but we'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have my interview with head coach Michael Sandstrom. When we get back from that, we'll give the Chattern Lock keys of the game and the Country Kitchen starting lineups. You're tuning in to Chattern Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR and Chattrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
This is Paul Stroman, your conservative candidate for Nebraska Legislature. This year, we will send a new voice to represent Western Nebraska in the legislature. As a small business owner, I've witnessed the ups and downs, the challenges and opportunities that make Western Nebraska a special place to call home. I will fight to keep Nebraska that special place and a land of opportunity for future generations. Nebraska has given so much to me and my family, and I'm determined to pay it back by taking conservative common sense to Lincoln. My priorities are property tax reform, cutting wasteful government spending, fighting for parents' rights and local control of our schools, forcefully advocating for agriculture, and fighting for our freedoms, including especially rights of gun owners. This is Paul Stroman, candidate for legislature, and I'm asking for your vote on November 5th. Paid for by Paul Stroman for legislature.
As a family rancher, I know firsthand the importance of agriculture to our state. It's the bedrock of our economy, and it's critical to our way of life. But my opponent doesn't see it that way.
I don't know the first thing about farming or ranching.
Now is not the time for political games and inexperience. We need a trusted fighter who gets the job done.
I'm Deb Fisher. I'm running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Deb Fisher for U.S. Senate.
We're back here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. I'm here with head coach Michael Sandstrom. The Cardinals 7-2 getting set to go against Lincoln Christian in the first round of the playoffs. Coach, congratulations on getting a home game. You guys held Sydney to a season low in yardage. How did you feel about the game afterwards?
You know, it was frustrating to not put any points on the board. I thought it was the first time we hadn't scored since like 2015 or something. But, you know, I was proud of the defense, and I thought, you know, even on offense, we battled a really tough team, and we had some opportunities and some chances, but we made some kind of critical mistakes, and so there's some stuff that I think we can grow from. But overall, I think I was happy with how everyone played. It just wasn't the end result that we wanted.
So this is the first home playoff game since 2021. You guys were the 5 seed, losing to Battle Creek, or the 4 seed. I just don't remember off the top of my head. And then the last playoff win was 2014 versus Ogallala, 6-0 win. Are your boys ready to go?
I think they're absolutely ready to go. I think, you know, we've been, even though we're disappointed with our last 2 weeks with the losses, the whole year, our first goal was a home playoff game. And so we barely hung on that by the skin on our back kind of thing. And so I think everyone's ready. Everyone's excited. Even with the cold temperatures yesterday, and drizzling rain, I thought everybody practiced really well. So I think everyone's ready to go. Everyone's excited. So it'll just come down to actually playing on Friday.
So you guys got Lincoln Christian coming to town. They're 7-2 as well. They're on a 3-game winning streak. Talk about Lincoln Christian, what we're going to see from them a little bit tonight.
Well, offensively, they run a double wing motion-based offense with mostly options. So they'll run dive, run quarterback keep, run true triple option. So they're a very disciplined offense that knows what they want, knows how they want to attack a defense, knows what they want to do. You know, they don't throw the ball real often. In fact, I don't think they've thrown it in a couple weeks. They have about 390 passing yards on the year, but they are definitely efficient in the run game, very good at it, and they can, when they need to, throw the ball a little bit. So defensively, they're a pretty sound team. You don't get to where they're at in the playoffs without being pretty good. So they'll fly around. They run a 3-4, very similar to defensive type that Sydney ran. And so they'll be a challenge on both sides of the ball.
So if you guys get past Lincoln Christian, it'll probably be Sydney again. How do you focus on Lincoln Christian with it being an 8-9 game and not having seen it? Well, let me rephrase this question. It's a team that your guys have never seen. It's the first matchup all time between Shattered and Lincoln Christian. What's the excitement level around the team of playing someone new like this?
Well, so a couple things that, you know, you sort of started to ask the question about, you know, the possibility of Sydney rematch. You know, I think everyone is fully on the understanding that Lincoln Christian is a very formidable opponent. You know, they've rushed for a lot of yards as a team. They have a very solid run game. And as I said, they can do things in the pass game. So I don't think it's been real hard to focus people. I've reiterated multiple times that Shattern High hasn't won a playoff game in 10 or 11 seasons back to 2014. So it's just the motivation of just continuously understanding, you know, we've lost 2 weeks in a row. We have something to prove. And so we need to come in and do and play better. And so it hasn't been too hard. I haven't faced too much in the way of complacency. I think everybody understands fully where we're at. It's an older group too, who wants to be successful. So it hasn't been a real issue or challenge.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time and good luck this afternoon against Lincoln Christian.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. 8-9 battle coming up next here on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Across Nebraska, voters will have the chance to end the current government abortion ban. The government shouldn't be making decisions for families' health care, but right now they are. Ending the ban takes two votes, a vote against 434, the first initiative, and then a vote for 439, the last initiative. It's only this combination that will finally get the government out of the personal medical decisions of Nebraska families. Voting against 434 and for 439 ensures that when there's a medical emergency, it's Nebraska families who decide what to do, not the government. This vote against 434 and for 439 makes it so our Nebraska doctors can treat every patient. The government put this ban in place, stripping Nebraska families of their freedom, but you can end it with two votes. The first against 434, and then vote for 439. Paid for by Protect Our Rights.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Back here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show, Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Let's get a look at a quick score for you over on 107.7 KBBY FM in Shadrad.com. Jeremy Anderson is on the call. Hayes Springs is leading Sioux County 65-30. They just got done with the third quarter in that one. Hayes Springs the 2 seed, Sioux County the 15 seed in the Class D6 playoffs this season. Now I want to go through the Shadow Lock keys of the game. Shadow Lock, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. And at the end of the day, we know that this is going to be a running battle between two teams that run the ball a lot. And it's going to be who stays disciplined, especially on the Shadow side of the ball. Can you stay disciplined? When last time you faced an offense that is exactly like this, well, it was at Ogallala. If you don't remember what happened in that game, well, Ogallala took the first play of the game from scrimmage to the house, 61 yards to open up the score. Now Shattering it up, winning that game pretty easily by a score of 34-14. The close city one came to Shattering at that point of the year. So can Shattering stay disciplined with the reads? Lincoln Christian has gone two games without throwing the ball this season, and they split it 1-1 record. No, actually they went 2-0 against Aurora in Adams Central. That they went 2-0. Now, Lincoln Christian, you're on the road 8.5 hours away from home. First time all these kids have played a game in the Mountain Time Zone. In fact, it's only the third time between school history that any of the programs have met. Shattern leads that 2-0 as Shattern Cardinals come onto the field in front of a trio of motorcycles. Caden Busker, who is out, the leading tackler for the Shattern Cardinals, is on the back of one of them as the Cardinals have come out of the tunnel to my right. Lincoln Christian has also entered Cardinal Field for this one. But last few times Shattern and Lincoln Christian met was back-to-back state tournament games, and that was back in 2012 and 2013. Shattern won both games. It was the first round, the 2012 tournament. Shattern beat Lincoln Christian 51-49 in overtime. In 2013, in the first round of the Class C1 state tournament, Cardinals beat the Crusaders 54 243. So it's two programs that really have never seen each other, even though they've both been in Class C1 for quite some time. But they're about to do battle in front of us here today at Cardinal Field. Now, for Lincoln Christian, my country kitchen, I mean, I beg your pardon, my Shadowlock key to the game is, are you ready to go? You ready to go? Like I said, just said, 8.5 hour trip from home. They're going to get home about 4:30 in the morning. So can you stay focused and be ready to go? It's a lot drier out here than they're used to, but you couldn't ask for any better weather here this afternoon in the Northwest Nebraska Panhandle. We're going to go ahead and hit one half of the Country Kitchen starting lineup real fast. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shattern. We're going to go out to Shattern Cardinals first. We're going to come out with quarterback Tobin Landon, 6-foot-tall sophomore, followed by Quinn Bailey, a 5-foot-8 senior. Lane Davidson, a 5-foot-9 fullback senior. Brian and Brayson Wright, our wide receivers, Talon Jelinek and Tobin Russell, each wide receiver is on the offensive lines. In colors, John Ventel, Bryson Bickle, Owen West, and Alex Fisher. We're going to go ahead and pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll give more starters and get the kickoff. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by. Or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
Oh, welcome back to Cardinal Field. Hey, we're live here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show, seeing standard excellence in healthcare. Let's go back into the Country Kitchen starting lineups. Let's go with the Shattern Cardinals defense. They come out with a 5-3 defense. Zane Kohler is on as an end, followed by Owen West. Bryson Bickle and John Fentel are both tackles. Talon Jelinek is also an end for the Shattern Cardinals. Linebacking group this afternoon is Quinn Bailey, Tobin Russ, Jace Hoffman, a freshman. Then back in the defensive backfield, usually Tobin Meyer doesn't get the start when it's a team like Lincoln Christian, but he is a listed starter. Brayden and Bryson Wright are also defensive backs. Kickoff and PAT is JT Obando. Punter is Quinn Bailey. They are coached by Michael Sandstrom. And now the Country Kitchen starting lineup for the Lincoln Christian Crusaders is their quarterback is Truman Paulson, a 5'11 senior. The back is Asa Wegerson. The wingbacks are Jameson Tice, Matthew Witt, Dawson Tice, and Dominic Roth. We'll get to Roth a little bit later on for this one. On the offensive line, left tackle is Sam Dodge. Left guard is Jonathan Thompson. Malachi Davis is the center. Moses Dove is the right guard. And Simon Crawford is the right tackle. And the defensive stars are going to come out in a 3-4 look based on their starting lineup. They're going to come out with two tackles, Moses Dove and Tate Heiprink. The nose tackle is Jonathan Thompson. Outside Linebacker is Asa Wegerson. Middle linebacker, Malachi Davis. Middle linebacker, Carter Hyatt. And the other outside linebacker is Ezra Bird. Dominic Roth will also slide into the defensive middle linebacker role from time to time, but he's listed as a cornerback. Matthew Witt is the rover. Dawson Tice is the free safety. And Jameson Tice is the cornerback. They're head coached by Kurt Earl, assisted by Josh Hyatt, Cole Dvorak, Cal Ballard, Cliff Madison, Cameron Christensen, Andrew Huffman, and Tim Sabota. Dominic Roth for Lincoln Christian, one of the best middle linebackers. And he can slot in as a rover as well. In state Nebraska, he comes in with 6 interceptions on the season, which puts him top 5 in state. The fact this defense had themselves a heyday back on Friday against Platteview. 5 sacks in that game. So I believe Shatterin will get the ball first, but we'll double check. We'll see. I didn't see the coin toss, but as we've crossed the top of the hour here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com, Shatterin, Nebraska. Live here for Shatterin Cardinal football. Shatterin will get the ball first, going left to right on your radio dial, south to north. North to south. Lincoln Christian will be kicking off to him, going right to left. South to north. The field looking pretty solid given all the issues that they've had over the past month or so. But it is gorgeous. The sun is out. The wind next to none. This kickoff coming up is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. My good neighbor, Tracy Strohide, and State Farm is there for you. And this first quarter that we are about to witness is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. As the color guard comes off the field, Shattern, the home team will have their home jerseys, black uniforms, red shoulders, white numbers, black pants, black shoes, and the helmets are white with the Cardinal logo on the side, red face mask. Lincoln Christian on the far side, and welcome those to you from Lincoln Christian who are tuning into this broadcast and those here in Shattern. They are all white uniforms with blue numbers, and on the side of the helmet is a chrome symbol of their mascot, the Crusader. Can't believe it. 10 weeks ago today, we met up for the first time for Shatterin Cardinal football. The Cardinals defeated Broken Bow 28-8. They revenged a loss from last year. This season has been very surprising, to say the least. The Shatterin Cardinal team started 7-0, locked themselves into the playoffs with a win at their rival Alliance, 54-18. 6 wins is what got it done this year. But now that doesn't matter anymore. 7-2 record doesn't matter anymore for either one of these teams. What matters is what happens over the next 48 minutes of football. There is no guarantee for next week. It's win or you go home. You might have Sydney next week if you're Shattern. Lincoln Christian, you might have Sydney next week. Shattern's played Sydney. Lincoln Christian has not seen a team like Sydney this season. But that all doesn't matter yet. We got to find a winner this afternoon. This is the first game to kick off in the Class C1 playoffs. Us, Sydney, Omaha, Roncalli, Sydney, Shatterin, and Lincoln Christian are the two games that are going to happen this afternoon early. Matthew Witt will kick the ball off for the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. Quinn Bailey back deep for the Cardinals. Thank you for joining us. This has been a fun round. I hope we get one more week together. Witt, put the ball on the near hash. The whistle has been sounded. And we are underway from Cardinal Field. It is picked up by Bryson right at the 40. He had a gap, but he gets tackled after about a yard or two on the return. It'll be Cardinal football at their own 40-yard line. Looking out the press box during my interview with Michael Sandstrom, there was a line clear out to the cars on the far side of the parking lot. This place is packed. Lincoln Christian, a heck of a crowd, making the journey all the way down from Lincoln, Nebraska. Here we go. Shatterin's going to come out in a pistol look. 2 backs behind the left and right tackle. It's Lane Davidson and Cole Carnahan behind the left tackle. Quinn Bailey back in the pistol. Tobin Landon in the shotgun. Water sea reach side. It's a handoff to Bailey right side. He gets some room. Gets ripped down from the helmet, but he plows forward for 9 yards. It'll make it a 2nd and 1 for the Cardinals. Malachi Davis with the tackle. That'll make it a 2nd and 1 Cardinals. That is close to a first down. That's a good half yard. Quinn Bailey struggled last week, had exactly 100 yards, which continued his run of 100-yard games dating back to the middle of last season. This Lincoln Christian team is kind of porous, though. They will give up points, allowing 18.6 as it's a straight shotgun. Look, Bailey to the right of Landon. It's a bad snap, but Bailey gets the handoff, gets the first down. Got an extra yard on that 2-yard carry. Makes it a first and 10 Cardinals.
Bailey on the carry.
Now, last week for the Cardinals, all 14 points that they did give up were in the first half. They did have opportunities to win that game. But Sydney, that team is state championship good. And this Cardinal team has proved a lot over the past 2 weeks. Nearly beat Gearing, which, if you all know that history, it's kind of crazy. And then losing to a team as powerful as Sydney. So it's going to be a pistol look. Here comes a man in motion from the near side. Landon claps his hands, gets it. Fakes handoff. Bailey cuts right, goes back upfield. Spins around, gets tackled down at the 44-yard line. That's another 5 yards for Bailey.
Stop by Tease.
Make it a second and 5. Tice with the tackle. Alan Delnick's been lining up. That was a near side wide receiver. These first 3 plays, it's been Glenn Bailey eating time so far. So it'll be Landon in the shotgun. Bailey's going to line up near side. 2 wide receivers on the far side. Braden Wright and Talon Jelinek is the slot. Bailey on the near side. Here comes Bailey in motion. This typically is a handoff, and Bailey gets it, cuts upfield, gets ripped down at the 45-yard line. That's near a first down. Oh, it's at the 40, I beg your pardon. It's near a first down. It's a 4-yard carry. Make it 3rd and 1. Now, the way this field is painted, it still has the military appreciation flag on it from last week. So, kind of tricky if you don't realize it's a 20-yard stretch on the painted flag. So it'll be Wildcat formation, 3 heavy behind the right tackle. Bailey in the shotgun. He gets a snap. It's going to be a dive forward. Bailey gets the first. Plenty of room for the first and another 4 for Bailey.
Bailey with the carry. Stopped by Tease.
First Tice with the tackle. Bailey now with 781 carries on the season. He came into today with 776. He needed 326 to get to 6,000 yards. I beg your pardon, that's career-wise that he has 781 carries. As Landon checks back in, Bailey near side, 1 wide receiver on the far side. Bailey comes in from the near side slot. Snap, handoff to Bailey, who's looking for the edge. Bailey finds the far side edge. Bailey has some room. Slips through 1 tackler. No, he got ripped down.
Bailey on the carry.
Bailey is at the 36-yard line. They're going to mark him down right at the 27.
Second and 1 for the
tackle was Jonathan Thompson. So it'll be a second and a few feet for the Cardinals. That offense rolling. They've been struggling as of late. Last week were held to a season-low 141 yards, 100 of that on the ground. Now, it wasn't Bailey, who got rushing yards. Total Landon got sacked a few times, so it looks like they're going to go Wildcat. Landon's going to line up as a wide receiver. Bailey gets a snap. It's a counter. Goes upfield. Bailey gets another first down as they get down to the 19-yard line. It's another 7 for Bailey.
First down, Cardinals.
Shattern Cardinals, when they play in playoff games that are winnable, it tends to be very close. Remember their last win, 2014. Jackson Dickerson, the starting running back, another all-time great for the Shattern Cardinals. One of the fastest kids I've ever gotten to see and know was the starting running back in that game in poorest weather. 6-0 win for the Cardinals. They fell to Battle Creek a few years ago here at home. It's Bailey and the Wildcat gets snapped. It's a dead run right. Slips through a tackle. Bailey has some room. Gets tripped up as he rolls down to the 10-yard line.
Brought down by Davis.
Malachi Davis with the tackle. Shattering 10 yards away from Pater. It'll be 2nd and 1.
Be 2nd down and 1.
So we've rolled through 4.5 minutes in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Still no score. Shattering's going to stay with the Wildcat lining up. Beside Bailey in the shotgun is Jace Hoffman. I don't see Landon out there as Bailey gets snapped. Hoffman, lead blocker. Bailey gets close to a first down. I think he got it. Actually, he got way more than that.
Bailey
got tackled at the 6-yard line, so that's a 4-yard carry for Bailey.
Heitbrink
with the tackle. So it'll be first and goal for the Cardinals.
First and goal from the 7-yard line.
Oh, it's from the 7, so that's only 3. Now, depth perception for me at that part of the field is a little difficult. So Bailey's going to stay in at quarterback. They're going to go three heavy behind the right guard. Tobin Landon on the far on the near side. Bailey gets snapped, uses his lead blockers, gets upfield. It's going to be close. They're going to mark him short. Got tackled down. Now he only gained about two or three.
Kubik
with the tackle.
Second and goal from the 5-yard line.
Yeah, you got two. So it'll be second and goal from the five. Again, very full house. The crowd has shown up on both sides of Cardinal Field today. Plenty of blue on the far side. Plenty of red on the near side. So now Tobin Landon will go back into the shotgun. Bailey behind him in the pistol. Landon gets the snap. It's a pitch. Quick pitch to Bailey. Slips down. He lost a half yard or so. So to make it a third in. Now he got back to the line
pitch
of scrimmage.
Bailey slips down.
So to make it a third and
back
long five. Goal from the long five. Now this field for at Cardinal Field, Tobin Landon's going to check out, so they're going to go Wildcat. This field here in Shatterin, the south side of the field looks pretty good right now. The north side has been dealing with a little bit of weak kill, but it is playable. There is some dead patches to my left, but the side that Shatterin's going toward right now, it looks pretty solid. As Bailey in the shotgun gets snapped. Hands it off to Jace Hoppin. Jace Hoppin looking for Painter. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Hoppin on the last 5 yards for the touchdown.
The freshman gets into the end zone for the score, and the Cardinals strike first. Jace Hoppin has stepped up this season. He led the team in tackles against the Lions, and he gets a touchdown right there. It was a handoff from Bailey. Of course, they're going to read that it's Bailey all the way. And Hoffman got into the end zone. He is the future, and boy, does he have a bright one. As Bailey gets snapped on a two-point conversion, race it toward the edge. Quinn Bailey, two-point conversion is good. Michael Sandstrom on the near sideline celebrating, showing as much emotion as I've ever seen out of him. And the Cardinals lead 8-0. What a drive for the Cardinals. 59 yards. On 12 plays, burned 6 minutes and 20 seconds off the clock. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from Nebraska Bank. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50 just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Shadron Cardinals marched right down the field, got the ball at their own 40-yard line, and went 12 plays for 59 yards. Quinn Bailey has 54 yards on that drive, but it was Jace Hoffman, the freshman, who marched it in from 5 yards out of the Wildcats. Quinn Bailey took the snap and handed it off to Hoffman, and he got into the end zone pretty easily to make it 6-0. Quinn Bailey out of the Wildcat got the snap, ran to the near side edge, got in for two. 8-0 Cardinals, 5:54 to go in this first quarter. Now Lincoln Christian will get their first opportunity, and they're actually Shatterin's going to make a change at kicker. It'll be Quinn Bailey, the punter. Bailey will come up, fired it. It's a squib kick. Goes through the hands of one of Lincoln Christian Crusaders. The whistle was blown a touch early, and I think now there's a flag on the play, so they're going to march it back 5 yards and have the Cardinals re-kick. Now JT Obando has been the main kicker. And just trying to look on the near side on the near sideline, and I don't know if I see him right now. So they'll re-kick it after marching it back 5 yards. That's why the whistle is blown early. So Quinn Bailey will re-kick it, put the ball in the near hash. Lincoln Christian will march up 5 yards, and now back deep for Lincoln Christian, even though I don't think the ball is going to get all the way back there. It is Dominic Roth. Well, their star players, especially in the middle linebacker role, can Shattern take them out of this game? They didn't even test them in that first possession. Bailey gets the whistle and will come up and fire it off the right footer. Sends that one way deeper, and that's a really good kick, but the problem is going to be it's going to be first and 10 from the own 35-yard line. It rolled out of bounds at the 5-yard line. but thankfully the penalty shouldn't. See where they mark it. The penalty should be based on the kickoff. The official is standing at the 40-yard line, but or are they going to have him re-kick? Shattern's acting like they're going to have to re-kick this one.
Shattern will re-kick.
Where are they going to mark this one? They're going to mark it back another 5 yards, which makes me think that there was a penalty beforehand. So, special teams, which has been an issue for the Cardinals. That was kind of the deciding factor in the gearing game. And giving up a touchdown, a kick return to the house to Bo Gable. And gave gearing that win. Shattern just scored after being emotionally tied. They watched Game Busker suffer a broken leg, which he's on the near sideline. As good of an attitude as I've ever seen him, and Quinn Bailey will come refire it. It's a squib kick to the near side. That's going to go out of bounds, too. Three kickoffs, three penalties. Where does Lincoln Christian want him to kick off? Now, I think they're going to march him back even further, another five.
Kick out of bounds.
I do not see JT Obando in uniform. Shatter now will kick it off from their own 25-yard line. So Quinn Bailey will put the ball on the tee. Now this is where the field gets a little spotty in terms of the grass. So this might be a little bit trickier footing. I think the winner of this game could actually have the ball going toward the south end zone in the fourth quarter. Quinn Bailey will line it up and re-kick, and he put the ball right in the middle. Quinn Bailey is not the normal kickoff man. He sends this one deep. That one should stay in. It is picked up by Dominic Roth coming to the near sideline. Dominic Roth has a gap, and he gets bumped out of bounds by Quinn Bailey. Takes out the mascot as well. He's okay. Michael Sandstrom, the head coach, helping out the mascot on along the near sideline. But Lincoln Christian will get the ball to start at their own 46. So we had 15 yards of penalties, and Lincoln Christian will get the ball at their own 46-yard line to start this possession. Shattern looks like they're going to go heavy set up front. I do see Tobin Meyer out there start this game. Got an extra linebacker out there as well on the far side corner. And for this guy back 5 yards, here comes a man in motion. It's a handoff to Wegerson. He gets across the line of scrimmage down to the 44-yard line. The ball spot at the 41, I beg your pardon, to start this drive. It's a 3-yard carry.
Wagers gonna make it the carry, stopped by the second and seven. The Shattern line. Gain of about 3 on the play.
Man in motion, that's Roth. It's a pitch out to Roth on the far side. Shattern staying disciplined, and they swallow Roth up for a loss of about 3 or 4 yards. Loss of 2, actually. That'll make it a 3rd and long. Lincoln Christian, they have shown on film that they will go a little quick from time to time. It ends up being a loss of 1 after they spot the ball.
For the Crusaders.
So it'll be 3rd and 8, but they do go pretty quick out of the huddle. The thing is, they will run the ball down your throat. And here comes a man in motion. It is a handoff to Wegerson. He gets popped after a yard and a half. A 2-yard carry. That'll make it 4th and 6. This offense is purely roughing a team up. Dominating. Now, Shattern has seen this before. It ended up being a gain of 3 after the spot of the ball. So Lincoln Christian will send out their punting unit, and the Cardinals force a 3-and-out on their first possession. Going back deep for the Cardinals will be Cole Carnahan. He's been doing some of the punt returning. This is when Quinn Bailey typically gets a break. Punting it for the Crusaders is Dawson Tice. He is a starting wing back for the Crusaders. No, I beg your pardon. That is number 15, Kate Stryker. And it's a fake. Stryker rolls to the far sideline, gets the first down. Across the 40-yard line. And it's a 1st and 10. For Crusaders. It's a gain of 15 on the fake punt. Special teams have been the story in this game so far. And we got a whistle and a timeout Shattern.
Timeout called by Shattern.
We'll keep it here. So we'll go ahead and thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to be here this afternoon. Studio 308, Dean Inch and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine, take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. Thrivent Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattern at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical, Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shattern, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys that know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. And Scooter's Coffee, try their Autumn Caramel Crunch, indulge in the flavors of autumn. This exquisite latte combines our signature espresso, creamy caramel, hazelnut, and classic vanilla flavors to create the perfect pick-me-up for a crisp fall day. So it'll be 1st and 10, Lincoln Christian. As they snap it, it's a handoff to Weggers, and he gets a half yard where he gets swallowed up. Going to make it a 2nd and 9.
Weggers in on the carry. Bickle on the stop.
Bickle with the stop. Bryson Bickle's had a really good season so far for the Cardinals, a senior. So it'll be 2nd and 9. And it's a play-action fake. Man open, Don McRoth, and he will walk into the end zone. A play-action fake, and the Crusaders get a touchdown. 40 yards. Truman Peters Paulson to Dominic Roth. And the Crusaders have their first points of the game.
Pass from Paulson.
So Lincoln Christian, a game that they'll probably go for two a lot. As they are going to go for two, it's a double wing Roth in motion, and it's a pitch to the near side. Two-point conversion is no good. That was Dawson Tice who got the pitch, and he didn't get in. It was an incredible tackle by the near side cornerback. I didn't see who it was. The score stays 8-6, Cardinals. 18 to go in this first quarter. A Truman Paulson touchdown pass to Dominic Roth, 40 yards out. And the two-point conversion was no good. 3:18 to go here. And this is the Nebraska Bank first quarter. Nebraska Bank rooted with you and rooting for you. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Hit Cardinal Field. As score stays 8-6. Now again, set to kick it off is Matthew Witt. Quinn Bailey is back deep. .318 to go as Witt put the ball down at the 40 on the near side hash. Bailey standing back at his own 15-yard line. Witt gets the signal to fire this kick away. It's a squib kick. It bounces high in the air. Smart move. Picking it up. Getting wrapped up is Bryson. Right. He'll get this possession. Start this possession at the own 40-yard line for the Shattern Cardinals.
Shattern will start this drive. Shattern 40-yard line.
Did it the last possession. And they'll look to do it again. It was all Quinn Bailey the last time. And they'll line up in the shotgun. It'll be Bailey in the Wildcat. He gets snap. It's a short snap it in. He fakes it out to Hoffman, and Bailey goes to the left side.
Bailey on the carry.
He got 4 yards.
Stopped by Hyatt.
Hyatt with the tackle.
Gain of about 3.
Gonna make it a 2nd and 6. 2:50 to go in this first quarter. Shattern's run game has been good so far. The passing attack, a play action fake for Lincoln Christian, got Shattern caught off guard as Bailey comes in motion. Tubman Landon back in the shotgun. He gets snap, hands it off to Bailey. Bailey's looking for the edge. Quinn Bailey has some room. Jump cuts outside, just takes a gander out of bounds at the 49-yard line. That is a first and 10 Cardinals. Just crossed the sticks. It's an 8-yard carry for Bailey. Ball's at the Lincoln Christian 49-yard line. Now that touchdown pass by Truman Paulson on the last possession for Lincoln Christian was only his fifth of the year. This Lincoln Christian team doesn't turn over the ball many times, but boy, do they force turnovers. So it'll be a pistol look for the Cardinals. Bailey gets the handoff from Landon. Bailey cuts upfield, puts his shoulder down. He doesn't do that too often. Gets nine.
Brought down by Witt and Tice.
Witt and Tice with the tackle. That'll make it a second and one for the Cardinals. Bailey's getting some gaps. Gaps that he hasn't had in a few weeks. In fact, even against Gary, he struggled to get room to operate. Sydney, he had nothing. But this offensive line for the Shattern Cardinals, this has been one of the better size matchups that they've had in a few weeks, and they're looking pretty solid as under center's land, and he pitch fakes it to Bailey, hands it off to Lane Davidson, and Lane Davidson rolls his way for a first and 10. Got 10 himself. Davidson didn't have any yards in last week's game. I thought that was definitely an area that Shattern could have done differently, and that's giving Lane Davidson, the junior running back, maybe the starter next year, some looks. So it'll be a first and 10 Cardinals. We got 90 seconds to go in this first quarter. So it'll be a shotgun look, empty set, two wide receivers near side. Braden Wright, Talon Jelinek, Quinn Bailey on the far side. Here he comes in motion. Landon gets snap, hands it off to Bailey. Bailey has some room. Quinn Bailey looking for Pater. He's in the end zone, but it's going to get called back. 29 Bailey yards, but
there is laundry on the field.
There is laundry on the field. So Quinn Bailey officially now with that carry does have over 100 yards, but we'll mark it back. We'll see where it goes. The ball is at the 15 for the penalty, so they mark it back. It should be about a first and 6 for the Shattern Cardinals, depending on what that flag is. It'll either be a first and 6 or first and 11 for the Cardinals. It's going to be a first and 6 from the first and 7, I beg your pardon, from the 27-yard line. Quinn Bailey over 100 yards once again. He struggled to get to that mark last week against Sydney, and it was one of the toughest games I've seen him have all season. 1 minute to go. Landon, pistol set. Bailey near side comes in motion. There's going to be a false start penalty on the Cardinals. So penalties were a problem against Gearing, and so far they're showing their ugly
false
head once again.
After marching off the penalty, it'll be first and 12.
So it'll be a first and 12 for the Cardinals. Right now, Shattern already has 5 penalties for 30 yards in this game. That's about where they're at against Gearing, and they lost that game against the Bulldogs. So they'll come out with Bailey lined up in the near side slot. Talon Jelinek on the near sideline. Far sideline is Bryson Wright. Here comes Bailey from the right side slot. Landon claps his hands, hands it off to Bailey. It's a counter near side. Bailey cuts up field. He gets back the penalty yardage in a little bit more. Ball was spotted at the 36-yard line. Well, we'll see where they mark it. It ends up being about a 10-yard carry for Bailey. That'll be second and 2 for the Cardinals. That might do it for the first quarter. Shattern Cardinals open up the game with a rushing attack, allowed Chase Hoffman to get into the end zone to make it 8-0 up. 2-point conversion was good. Then Lincoln Christian used a Truman Paulson to Dominic Roth. Play action fake, 40-yard touchdown pass. 2-point conversion was no good, and that is your first quarter. 8-0. The Shattern Cardinals lead Lincoln Christian Crusaders. A full house, a gorgeous afternoon here in Shattern. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back, second quarter coming up next here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR in Shattern.com.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small.
Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
The second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. 8-6, Chadron Cardinals lead Lincoln Christian Crusaders. It is a 2nd-and-2 as it's a handoff to Bailey right side. It gets some space. Quinn Bailey looking for Bader. No flags on the field. Touchdown, Cardinals. Quinn Bailey, the show is finally rolling again, and the Cardinals continue to pound away at the Crusaders. 14-6 after the 21-yard carry. And the Cardinals will, of course, go for two. Chase Hoffman checks in. And it'll be a Wildcat set for the Cardinals. They're going to set the football where the Cardinals want it. They can put it anywhere between the hashes. 7 seconds in, the Cardinals are up a score. Bailey gets the snap. It's a fake handoff to Hoffman, and Gwen Bailey rumbles and tumbles into the end zone for the two-point conversion. 16-6 Cardinals lead, 7 seconds into this second quarter. We'll go ahead and take a pause for this message from our second quarter sponsor, Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. You're tuning in to Chadron Cardinal Football here on KCSR.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Liniger, in Chadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Quinn Bailey's up to 135 yards on 17 carries, 7.9 yards per carry. 7.9 yards per carry as we are just 12 minutes and 7 seconds into this contest. 16-6, the Chadron Cardinals lead Lincoln Christian Crusaders. Now, before that touchdown run, I was going to give a score update. Hay Springs defeated Sioux County, in fact, doubled them up, 72-36. The Hawks move on to the next round. I don't have the bracket memorized for Class D6 or in front of me. The Hay Springs Hawks continue their path towards state championship. Quinn Bailey will squib it. It's a straight chip shot squib, kind of like you would see from a 18 or so yard
onside kick. Covered by Whit.
Man, I just drew a blank on what it's called in soccer terms, but an 18-yard free kick in soccer. So Lincoln Christian will start the drive on their own 46 after diving on it. Crusaders, the last drive. The running attack didn't work so well, but they did use a play-action fake and a fake punt to get their points. So it'll be Truman Paulson, I beg your pardon, under center, and he's having troubles getting the play call, and I think they're looking at the defensive formation for the Cardinals. The one back deep in the safety formation for Chadron right now is Cole Carnahan. Play clock starting to tick down. Paulson gets snapped in. It's a fake handoff to Wegerson. He pitches out to Dominic Roth, who trots his way out of bounds after a gain of... They're going to mark him out to 47. So that's a 7-yard carry for Roth, who caught that touchdown from Paulson in the first quarter, which gave Lincoln Christian their only points of the game. So it'll be a second and three. Paulson under center. Roth in motion. It's a handoff to Wegerson, and Bryson Bickle eats him alive. Does reach forward for a yard. Make it a third and two. Third and three.
Wegerson on the carry. Bickle on the stop.
Bryson Bickle, a senior. He's a multi-talented athlete and FFA member. He finished top 10 nationally in agribusiness at the FFA National Conference last week in Indianapolis. Made it back in time. Had himself a pretty solid game against Sydney as well. Man in motion. It's a handoff to Wegerson. No, it's Paulson who gets it. He slips through one tackle. Paulson has some room. Getting tackled from behind by Matt Lynn. As Paulson got knocked down at the 30-yard line. It's a 16-yard carry for Paulson. So it'll be a first and 10. Crusaders. One wide receiver near side. Jameson Tice. Actually, they have a guy in slot too, Matthew Witt. You don't see that often with them. And it's a quick pitch to the far side. That's Dawson Tice. Finds the edge. Dawson Tice has a blocker in front of him, and he gets knocked out.
Peace around the
at about
line.
The
tackle by
14-yard line. So that's a 16-yard carry
for
Dawson Tice. So it'll be first and 10. Crusaders, 19 yards out from pay dirt. They are down by 10 as Paulson under center. Checks the sideline for a play call. These uniforms for Lincoln Christian are incredible. All white with blue numbers as he gets snapped. It's a handoff to Wegerson. He falls forward after a gain of 5. No, it's a gain of 9. Wow, that is... No, it's a gain of 5. So it'll be a second and 4 from the 8-yard line. Call for some help from the far sideline to get the play call in. Play clock starting to roll down. 10:15 to go. Man in motion. It's a handoff to Wegerson. No, it's Paulson who gets wrapped up. Balls on the ground, and the Cardinals have it. He has a touchdown today. It's a freshman, and it's Jace Hoffman, and the officials are still discussing it, but Hoffman came up with the ball. The ball was out. It was Paulson who was the ball carrier, and the ball popped out. We'll see what the officials decide. This is a huge call in this game. You look back to the Gothenburg game. It was an interception in that same end zone that gave Shadow the momentum to push forward, end up taking care of business. What's the call? They're still discussing it. Oh, Lincoln Christian kept the ball. So, Paulson didn't get anything. It's a 3rd and 4 for Lincoln Christian. Michael Sandstrom, head coach for the Shadow Cardinals, asking the White Hat what is going on. Just trying to get an explanation of the call, and they're going to go ahead and let this discussion happen.
Let's go!
And it'll be Lincoln Christian ball. They did lose a yard on the Paulson carry. 3rd and 5. Can Shadow redeem themselves?
Ends up 3rd and 5.
Paulson under center. Got to be careful with the play action fake. He gets a snap. Hands it off to Wegerson. Wegerson pushing forward. Wegerson near the end zone. Touchdown, Crusaders.
Wegerson in for the score.
9 yards out. And the Cardinals, they thought they had the ball, and they give up a touchdown on the next play. So Lincoln Christian will go for 2 to try to cut this down to a 2-point game. They're 0-for-1 on 2-point conversion. Paulson under center. Brings a man in motion, gets the snap, and it's a quick pitch to the far side. Shattering, staying disciplined. Bryson Wright trying to make the tackle and getting lit up is the running back. Quinn Bailey lights him up. That was Dawson Tice who got the hammered late to him. Two-point conversion is no good, and it's 16-12 Cardinals. 9:52 to go in this second quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back. Cardinals get the ball up next here on KCSR.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
The difference so far in this game has been Shattern's 2-for-2 and 2-point conversions. Lincoln Christian 0-for-2, and it's the Cardinals who lead 16-12, 9:54 to go in this second quarter. Chase Thompson here with you. Lincoln Christian will get set to kick the ball off. We've got about an hour or so left of daylight here in the Shattern area. Northwest Panhandle, gorgeous Friday afternoon. As getting set to kick it off for the Crusaders. Coming and firing, it's a short kick, and it's going to be picked up and dove on. Look at that striker who kicked it off. No, that was number 7, Matthew Witt, and he's kicked it off twice.
On the return.
So the Cardinals will get the ball at their own. Let's see where they spotted at their own.
This drive from their own 38-yard line.
38-yard line. Bursting 10 Cardinals up 16-12. So it'll be Tobin Landon, who is in at quarterback, has Bailey behind him in the pistol. Bryson Wright near side. Talon Jelinek on the far side. Brayden Wright's lined up in the fullback role as Bailey gets the handoff, gets across the line of scrimmage, keeping the feet churning, gets knocked down at the 40-yard line. It'll be a 2-yard gain for Bailey, sitting now at 137 yards.
Bailey on the carry, Witt with the stop.
Witt with the tackle. It'll be a 2nd and 8 Cards.
Two brings up 2nd and 8.
2nd and 8, Shattern. Student section near side wearing all Halloween costumes, and I hope you had a safe and happy Halloween last evening. Really nice night here in Shattern across state of Nebraska as Bailey comes in motion from the far side. Empty set, gets the handoff. Bailey gets some steam, slips through one tackler, keeps the feet churning, gets another 3 yards. So it'll be 3rd and 5 for the Cards.
Stopped by Bird.
Bird with the tackle, Ezra Bird. So it'll be 3rd and 5 for the Cardinals.
Brings up 3rd and a long 4.
Set 3rd and a long 4, we'll call it 5. Clock under 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. That'll be Wildcat set. Bailey in the shotgun has Jace Hoffman to his right. Remember, the first touchdown of the game was Jace Hoffman run out of the Wildcat. Bailey gets snapped. It's a handoff to Hoffman who cuts upfield. He doesn't get anything. Maybe even lost a yard or two. Yeah, he didn't get anything. So it'll be a 4th and 5, and the Cardinals are going to send out the punt team.
No gain of 1 on the play. It'll be 4th and 4 for the Cardinals.
So it'll be Quentin Bailey back to punt. Yeah, they're going to give Hoffman a yard. Quentin Bailey is the punter. Back deep. For the Crusaders, Bailey thinking about faking it. He takes off to the far side. It's a race for the corner. Quentin Bailey 1st and 10 off the fake punt.
He
needed 5, got 6, and so far in this game we've had 2 fake punts that have both worked for first downs. Ball spotted at the midfield line, right smack on, in fact the nose is just across toward Lincoln Christian's side. So it'll be a traditional shotgun look for the Cardinals. Bailey lined up beside Landon. Landon claps his hands, hands it off to Bailey. Bailey rolls forward, gets 4, maybe 5. We'll see where they mark it. They're going to give 4. Bailey already up 21 carries on this game.
Stop by Bird.
150 in this first half.
Five brings up 2nd and 5.
It's been a while since we've seen the show. Quinn Bailey rolling like this throughout the season. His last time over 200 yards was against Alliance, and he did that in just 16 carries. His last time with over 200 yards and more than 21 carries actually was against Chase County. Ran 43 times for 286 yards. He does have three 300-yard performances as he gets another handoff and rolls easily down. Oh, they're going to mark him a little bit shorter than I thought. Needed five, got four. So it'll be a third and one.
The third and one.
So it'll be a third and one for Bailey. I mean, for the Cardinals, I beg your pardon. Six, 30 to go. So it'll be Bailey who lines up by himself in the Wildcat. Needs about a foot and a half as he gets snapped. Runs the left side, got the first down. Ball actually might have came out a little bit, but he fell on top of it. He did get the first down.
First down
by a good 3 yards.
At the 37-yard line.
So it'll be first and 10 Cardinals. Tackle made on the play by Ezra Bird. First and 10 Cardinals in. Tobin Landon's going to check back in. I don't think he ever checked out, actually. Just came to the near side wide receiver. In fact, he's the far side wide receiver. As Bailey is in the Wildcat by himself. Three heavy set right side behind the right tackle. And they're going to lead block for him as he cuts the left side. Quinn Bailey finds a gap. Quinn Bailey, second touchdown of the day. 37 yards out. And the Cardinals continue to strike.
37-yard touchdown.
Quinn Bailey is showing what he did early in the season. And that's continue to chug along, get better and better as the game goes. And now he's up to 196 yards in this first quarter. Two-point conversion coming up. Cardinals are going to go Wildcat. Look, Bailey with Hoffman to his right. Gets the snap. Hoffman's going to lead block. Quinn Bailey's looking for the edge. It's going to be a race to the corner. Quinn Bailey's not going to get it. Two-point conversion is no good, and the Cardinals lead 22-12. 5:50 to go in this second quarter. Cardinals looking solid on offense. Both teams on offense have been looking really good. In fact, defenses have really not gotten a stop. Each side has forced a punt, but the punt ended up being a fake. And then the teams have converted. Lincoln Christian did it on their first drive, and now Shattern has done it on this drive. American Legion, the post of all American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattern Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. T-Salon and Boutique, book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or call 308-430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. So the Cardinals will kick it back off to Lincoln Christian. The kicking game has been an issue so far for the Shattern Cardinals. They are going to go with JT Obando to kick it off this time. Quinn Bailey has been the kicker so far in this game. You know, JT is going to, what he's going to do. But he's given up three kick returns to the house so far this season. He is not ready. They don't either have the right ball or he is not ready. I don't know what's going on. But it's going to be Quinn. Oh, he doesn't have a mouthpiece. So Quinn Bailey will have to be the one who kicks it off for the Cardinals. That is a mistake that you don't expect out of a senior. So it'll be Quinn Bailey to kick it off. Comes up, about to fire it away with the right foot. It's a good kickoff down deep. Asa Wegerson's going to have to pick it up at his own 5-yard line. In the Cardinal defense cover. Wegerson cuts the near side, slips through a tackle. Comes back middle, cuts up field, and he's going to get swallowed up at the 21-yard line. This might be the worst field position any team has started against the Shattern Cardinals this season. So it'll be first and 10 Crusaders from their own 21-yard line. Shattern Sports Coverage of Shattern High School Sports is sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Shattern Federal Credit Union, New York Life DeWalt Vulcan, Earl Building Center, Home Haven, Big Bats Conoco, Security First Bank, Eagle Chevrolet, and Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. So it'll be first and 10 Crusaders from their own, they're going to say 22-yard line scoreboard. Yeah, and that's where the near side officials lined up. Truman Paulson under center as Wegerson lined up his hand in the ground behind man in motion. That's Dawson Tice. And he gets is able to get it out to Tice. Tice has a first down. Tobin Meyer puts his shoulder down and lays him down to the ground after a gain of 14. Well, it's from the 22 down to the 36. Yeah, that's 14.
Be first down.
It is Wager. They said Wagerson who got the carry.
Penalty in the back.
But there is a penalty.
Penalty on the play.
And it's right at the line of scrimmage. And Lincoln Christian thinks they're marching it back. And the official is going to march it back. We'll see what the white hat signals here in a moment. It's a holding on Lincoln Christian.
Lincoln Christian is the flag.
So to march him back 10 yards. Official will put his foot down at the 12-yard line. So it'll be first and 20. We got 5:36 to go in this first quarter. Paulson under center. Tyson motion. Straight handoff to Wegerson, who great breaks across the line of scrimmage, gets the 10 back. That'll make it a second and 10 for the Crusaders. They struggled getting the run game going the first two possessions. Now it's starting to churn. In fact, they've already broke through Shattern's points per game mark of 10.5 coming into this game. In fact, and wins for the Shattern Cardinals. They've already broke past that as well. So Paulson under center. Checks the defense. Shattern's going one up top. That looks like Talon Jelinek playing the safety role. Everybody's in within tackle box right now. Box is heavy as Tice goes in motion, and it's a pitch to the near side. Shattern fighting for the edge. It's Wegerson racing toward the edge. Quinn Bailey gets him in a tackle. It's close to being late. But Wegerson got knocked out at the 26-yard line.
Roth.
Oh, it's Roth, I beg your pardon. That's a gain of 4. So it'll be 8, 3rd, and 6.
Knocks him out of bounds.
I think these two teams are going to be afraid to punt, return a punt the way it's going. Quickly goes Lincoln Christian. That's close to being a false start as Paulson. And what's going to be the call? This is a big call in this game. Shattern did hesitate, but they didn't do anything. False start on Wegerson.
Against Christian.
Don't see that often on a check. Now, Talon Jelinek did jump forward. He thought it was going, but he was able to reset. He wasn't anywhere close to what would have been a defensive penalty. But now it makes it a 3rd and 11, and penalties might derail this drive from Lincoln Christian. They had a big carry. The penalties have marched them back. In fact, 14-yard carry from Asa Wegerson. Got him a first down, but I got called back on the hole. Here comes a man in motion. It's Roth. It's a play-action fake. Open downfield, and it's incomplete. Pass was underthrown. In on coverage was Taven Jenkins.
Paulson's pass intended for Tease and complete.
Dawson Tice.
Brings up 4th and 11 for the Crusaders.
Intended wide receiver, and it'll be Brayden Wright going back to return. Getting set to punt it is Kate Stryker. Shattern gotta protect. I think they're nervous about what's coming. Stryker gets snapped, runs up, fires off the punt, and actually it's Cole Cardan who bounces off his leg. Ball still loose, and a special teams turnover. Lincoln Christian spots themselves an extra 35 yards.
Ball bounces off Cardan, recovered by the Crusaders.
And special teams have kind of been an issue so far this season for the Cardinals, but now on punts. Officials are having a discussion. I think they're waiting for the chains. No. An official's timeout.
Official timeout.
Now, it is Lincoln Christian football. I know that. While we're waiting for them to get this play restarted, we'll thank more of our sponsors of Shattern High School Sports here on Shadrad Sports. Shattern Lumber, Heritage Seed, Orford's Decorating Center, Nebraska Land Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lanes, FNIC, Wilds, and Legacy Co-op. Here we go. Everything's fine. Ball at Cardinal 46-yard line for the Crusaders. Dominic Roth goes in motion, but Wegerson gets the handoff. He goes upfield. He's getting stood up, but he kept the feet churning for a gain of 5-6 for Wegerson. So it'll be a second and four.
Pick up of five on the play. Brings up second and five.
So it'll be second and four. Still double tight, double wing formation. No one out wide. Man in motion. It's a pitch to the Dawson Tice. Tice reaches for the edge, but slips. Gets knocked down after a loss of a yard or two.
On the carry, tackle by Hoffman.
Might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. He did get back to the line of scrimmage.
Gains a yard. Brings up third and
so it'll be
four.
Third and five. Shattering gave up a special teams turnover on the punt that bounced off the returner. Be a big defensive stop. Redemption has been kind of the theme of this team this season as Weigerson gets the handoff, runs forward, got knocked down after a gain of four. I don't think he got it. Got the first down. It's going to be close. Ball spotted at
the
36-yard line. He needed five, and they're going to measure this one.
Official timeout.
This measurement is sponsored by Arrow Building Center. When you need the right tools to measure your project, think Arrow Building Center. This is the first one we've had all year, actually. So we'll pull out the binoculars and watch what happens. Difference is either a fourth in inches or a first and 10. And based on how they are looking right now, I wouldn't be surprised if it's first down. Officials put it down, and I can't even tell from here. They're going to give it to him. That is close.
First down for the Crusaders.
So it'll be first and 10 Crusaders after Wiggerson carry. 3:12 to go in this second quarter, which is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lediger. When it comes to protecting the family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lediger. Shattern hasn't had the ball in about 20 minutes of real time as this Christian defense has been offense has been churning. Weigerson gets the handoff. No, it's Paulson who kept it. And he gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Paulson on the carry. Fisher with a stop.
Alex Fisher with a stop. Should have been a second
and nine.
2:43 to go in the quarter. Lee and Christian taking their time getting the play call in. As Paulson goes under center, Wegerson behind him. Tyson motion, and it's a handoff to Wegerson. Gets upfield, gets maybe about 4 yards. Got stood up. It's a gain of four, so to make it a third and long five. This looks exactly like Ogallala. If I'm going to compare this to a team that Shattern's played this year, exactly like Ogallala, except they go a lot faster. They also do a lot more checking. They want to make sure they get in the right play, but they're going no-huddle offense and calling the play at the line of scrimmage. It's a very disciplined team filled with a lot of seniors. As Dominic Roth goes in motion, Paulson keeps it off to the fake handoff to Wegerson, and Paulson gets knocked down after he crossed the 30 to the 28-yard line. So it's a 3-yard carry for Paulson.
Lynn Bailey.
With the tackle.
Ends up fourth and three.
So it'll be a fourth and three for the Crusaders. I expect them to go for it, and they are going to go for it. Be a big play in this game. 90 seconds to go. Paulson rings Roth in motion. Keeps it himself. Paulson falls forward across down to the 25. This one's going to be close
Paulson
as well.
Jerry.
Oh, they are going to bring the chains forward.
Stop by
timeout is going to be taken by Lincoln Christian. We got a buck 18 to go in this first
Christian.
Half. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman jackets, and personalized
Lincoln
stuffed animals.
Christian.
Lincoln Christian will have a first and 10 from the Cardinal 25. Down 10, 22-18 with a buck 18 to go in this first half. Coming up on the Shatter Insurance to fit your needs halftime show. We'll talk about this game. We'll get through some scores across the state of Nebraska, whether it be Class A, Class B, Class C1, Class C2, D1, D2, and D6. It's playoff time. Every class but D1 and D2 are in their first round of games this afternoon. D1 and D2 played a round of 32 last week and now are in the round of 16 this week. Everybody will put their gear back on next Friday. All the winners will put their gear on next Friday and play again in the quarterfinal round. 16 teams, I beg your pardon, left in each class this season. So, 32 in Class C, another 32 in Class A. So about 120-some teams left their seasons playing. So it'll be 1st and 10, Lincoln Christian. They have two timeouts. Shattering is all three as Paulson is under center. It's a check. Weger's in. The running back, Dawson Tice, near side wing back. Far side wing back is Dominic Roth. They're going to take their time getting the play in. Play clock's down to 10. As Roth comes in, motion. It's a handoff to Wegerson. Ball's on the ground. Who has it? Shattering might have this one. And they do. It was a gain of two, and Wegerson coughed up the pigskin, and the Cardinals, the last possession, they thought they had a fumble recovery. They nearly got the ball back off a punt. It went off the punt returner. Lincoln Christian recovered it, and now the Cardinals get one back. This was what scares me, though. They got for the Cardinals. They're going to probably pass this drive. They haven't passed it once. But Dominic Roth is one of the best middle linebackers in the state. Landon snaps it, pitches off to Bailey. Bailey bounces forward. Got across down to the 24-yard line. So it's a 4-yard carry. I wonder, based on this situation, if head coach Michael Sandstrom is going to be okay with the score. Landon gets snapped, pitches it to Bailey. They're going to go quick. Bailey cuts up field. Bailey got across the 25. And now Shattern is going to go ahead and take a timeout. I believe it was Shattern. No, it's a holding call on Shattern. I think that'll do it for the first half because of that. Bailey did get three. That's 6 penalty already for the Shattern Cardinals. All on offense, including the kicking game. So they're going to march them back 10 yards. Lincoln Christian does have two timeouts, so it'll be 2nd and 8. Lincoln Christian can still force a punt if they want to. The clock's going to roll. I'm Shattering. I'm taking the score into the half. I am really comfortable with this score into the half. Lincoln Christian does get the ball back, but they're down 2 scores. So Tobin Landon claps his hands, hands it off to Bailey out of the pistol. Bailey gets rolling across the 15-yard line.
Bailey with the carry.
Down to the 16, so it'll be a 4-yard carry for Bailey. And Shattering does not have to run another play in this first half. Bailey's going to finish this first half with 207 yards on the ground on 27 carries. What a first half it's been for the Cardinals. The Cardinals haven't won a playoff game in 10 years, and they came out proving that they wanted to win this afternoon. Boy, have they done that. This is the first offensive possession of the game that the Shattering Cardinals have not scored a touchdown. They haven't punted yet. Quinn Bailey had a fake punt. It ended up leading to a touchdown later in the drive. The Cardinals needed to prove that they were for real, and I think in this first half they have proved it. 22-12 is the score after the first half. What a start for the Shattering Cardinals. Lincoln Christian has been no slouch either. 2 touchdowns on 3 possessions, a fumble being the difference in that first half. 2-point conversions have been a huge factor in this game. Shattern's 2-for-3, Lincoln Christian's 0-for-2. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have the start of the Shatter Insurance halftime show. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football on Stereo, 6:10 a.m. KCSR and Shadrad.com.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
There's a Cornhusker mechanic causing quite a stir. Our own folk hero goes by Osborne.
And Osborne's in the factory, fought for every man. Told those corporate suits, get out of here, your greed ain't gonna stand. Independent, run for Senate, he's got some damn good plans. He ain't in it for the money, his folks, he understands. And Osborne, he works for a living. The billionaires don't like the fight he's giving. Secure the border, stop the corporate scam. It's time to let Dan, the working man.
Now DC Deb is spending millions lying about our Dan. Well, we Cornhuskers won't fall for it. We're sticking with the Osborne man.
Dream swamp, though you never scans. Come on, elect Dan.
man.
This is Independent Dan Osborne, candidate for U.S. Senate in Nebraska, and I approve this message. Paid for by Osborne for Senate.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
This is Independent Dan Osborne, candidate for U.S. Senate in Nebraska, and I approve this message. My dad is my hero, a Republican County Commissioner and veteran, an old-school Nebraska conservative like me. My dad taught me my values, that hard work and your word are sacred, that it's a sin to waste another man's dollar. Politicians like Deb Fischer don't understand that. Deb's done nothing on the border, failed to pass a farm bill. Deb's gotten 10 times richer in Washington, while she oversaw the national debt double. Deb has lied to us. Even local Republican parties called Deb out for lying. Now she's lying about me. I'm a veteran. My word is my bond. Trust me with your vote, and I'll fight like hell to secure the border, protect Social Security for every American citizen, cut your taxes, and take on corruption. I know what it's like to put in 8 hours work for 8 hours pay, and I will never waste your tax dollars or betray your trust. Paid for by Osborne for Senate.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
The Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
Oh, welcome back to Cardinal Field, 22-12 here at the halftime break. This halftime show is sponsored by Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Wow, that was impressive. I'm going to say that. That was impressive in that first half. Chadron Cardinals with Quinn Bailey have over 222 yards in rushing. Now, look back through the past few games for the Chadron Cardinals. They haven't achieved that since the last time that they won, which was against the Lions. In fact, they've already beat their first game at 212, and that's just the first half. In that first game, they defeated Broken Bow 28-8. So the Cardinals looking solid, but so is Lincoln Christian. Lincoln Christian got a play-action fake that worked for 40 yards from Truman Paulson to Dominic Roth. And on the ground, they've been pretty good too, 125 yards. So Lincoln Christian in this first half has 165 yards, Chadron 223. They haven't attempted a pass so far tonight. We've only seen two pass attempts in this game. Lincoln Christian is 1-for-2 through the air in this first half. Let's run through the scoring rundown in this first half for you. Chadron started the game off with Jace Hoffman, 5-yard rush to the end zone off a handoff from Quinn Bailey in the Wildcat formation. It made it 8-0 Cardinals. Then Paulson went into the air on a play action fake to Dominic. Asa Borgeson hit Dominic Roth 40 yards on a streak down the middle. That was only the fifth touchdown pass of the season for Truman Paulson in this team. And Paulson actually went two games without a touchdown pass, actually the sixth on the season for Paulson. That made it, and the two-point conversion was no good. The score after the first quarter was 8-6. Then the second quarter, Quinn Bailey ran into the end zone 21 yards, his first of two touchdowns in the quarter. Two-point conversion was good, which made it 16-6. And Asa Wegerson had a 9-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was no good, made it 16-12, Chadron High School. And then Quinn Bailey marched it in 37 yards. Two-point conversion was no good, made it 22-12, Chadron. Cardinals, in every possession but the end of the half, have scored a touchdown. Lincoln Christian has had to punt and had a fumble. Now, that punt ended up still being Lincoln Christian football because it bounced off Cole Carnahan. That leads into the turnover margin battle, which it's even right now, one apiece. Chattern has that fumble from Cole Carnahan, and Lincoln Christian coughs it up late in the first half. Mesa Wagers in with the fumble, and penalty lineup so far. Chattern has 6 penalties for 40 yards, and Christian is 2 for 15. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back and check on some scores. You're tuning in to Chattern Insurance Halftime Show, tuning on KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
This is Paul Stroman, your conservative candidate for Nebraska legislature. This year, we will send a new voice to represent Western Nebraska in the legislature. As a small business owner, I've witnessed the ups and downs, the challenges and opportunities that make Western Nebraska a special place to call home. I will fight to keep Nebraska that special place and a land of opportunity for future generations. Nebraska has given so much to me and my family, and I'm determined to pay it back by taking conservative common sense to Lincoln. My priorities are property tax reform, cutting wasteful government spending, fighting for parents' rights and local control of our schools, forcefully advocating for agriculture, and fighting for our freedoms, including especially rights of gun owners. This is Paul Stroman, candidate for legislature, and I'm asking for your vote on November 5th. Paid for by Paul Stroman for legislature.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chattern, unless you like being stranded.
Oh, welcome back to the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. Chase Thompson here with you at the halftime, 22-12. The Shatter Cardinals lead the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. Now let's go jump into some scores from around the state of Nebraska. The one I want to look at right now is Sydney versus Omaha Roncalli Catholic. Sydney leading 13-7. I'm going to pull this game up real quick just to get a full update in terms of the score, because it can be just a touch behind. And of course, I have to purchase it. So we'll go off what the Score Feed app has, and that's 13-7 at the half. Just under a minute ago, 116 battle. The winner of this game faces the winner of that game, and the only other game that started so far in Class C1 is tied 0-0 at the end of the first half. Auburn and O'Neill, and those were two teams that very well could have played the Shattering Cardinals on this first day of 11-man playoffs. And a look at Class B playoffs. Grenada East is taking it to Gearing 31-0 as they're starting to wind down the first half. Elkhorn North beat Elkhorn in the Battle of the Elkhorns at Elkhorn Stadium. Elkhorn North lost a lot, including Chase Lofton, a tight end, top 100 recruit. He's now at Millard South, but they're still rolling the Wolves, looking pretty solid. And that's the only other games so far going in 11-man. Mitchell and Malcolm just kicked off down in Malcolm. And over at the 8-man level, Shelby Rising City against Serapa is a pretty good one right now, 22-16 as the first half winds down. Dunny County Strand played Otis Central Catholic 18-12 at the end of the first half. Summerlin leading South Loop 14-0. Class D2 has Why Not beating Hitchcock County 22-14. St. L. Stefford leading Axtell, no, down to Axtell 8-6 middle of the first quarter. Twin Loop losing early on in the game. In fact, looks like they gave up a kick return to the house. Riverside beating Crate 16-0 early. and the D6 level. Hay Springs defeated Sioux County in a game that was heard over on our sister station KBPY 76-36 earlier this afternoon. Miller Odell beat Layton 54-26. Arthur County just snuck by Wallace, and I say snuck by even though it was a 25-point win for Arthur County over Wallace. Stewart's lead Hampton late in the first quarter. Red Cloud and Potter Dix are close early in the first quarter. Red Cloud leads 8-6 over Potter Dix. SEM and Juanita Palisades still have yet to play. Southwest and Garland County and Silver Lake and Hensley Litchfield. We still got about 6 minutes to go in the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take another pause. You're tuning in to Shadrat Cardinal Football here on Sirius 610 AM KCSR and Shadrat.com.
There's a Cornhusker mechanic causing quite a stir. Our own folk hero goes by Osborne.
And Osborne's ain't the factory. Fall for every man. Told those corporate suits, get out of here. Your greed ain't gonna stand. Independent run for Senate. He's got some damn good plans. He ain't in it for the money. His folks, he understands. And Osborne, he works for a living. The billionaires don't like the fight he's giving. Secure the border. Stop the corporate scam. It's time to let Dan, the working man.
Now DC Deb is spending millions lying about our Dan. Well, we Cornhuskers won't fall for it. We're sticking with the Osborne man.
Drain the swamp of your Nebraskans. Come on, elect Dan, the working man.
This is Independent Dan Osborne, candidate for U.S. Senate in Nebraska, and I approve this message. Paid for by Osborne for Senate.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Across Nebraska, voters will have the chance to end the current government abortion ban. The government shouldn't be making decisions for families' health care, but right now they are. Ending the ban takes two votes, a vote against 434, the first initiative, and then a vote for 439, the last initiative. It's only this combination that will finally get the government out of the personal medical decisions of Nebraska families. Voting against 434 and for 439 ensures that when there's a medical emergency, it's Nebraska families who decide what to do, not the government. This vote against 434 and for 439 makes it so our Nebraska doctors can treat every patient. The government put this ban in place, stripping Nebraska families of their freedom, but you can end it with two votes. The first against 434, and then vote for 439. Paid for by Protect Our Rights.
Oh, I'm back to Cardinal Field for the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. Chase Thompson here with you. We've got about 3 minutes to go in the halftime break, so let's just talk about what this game has been and what it could be going forward and what has to be done for either side to win this game. So far, it's been an all-rushing attack for the Shattering Cardinals. They haven't thrown the ball, and I get it. Dominic Roth is a scary dude on defense. He can pick the ball off pretty easily. He's one of the best in the state of Nebraska. Held Lincoln Christian only 12 points, and Lincoln Christian has one of the best offenses in Class C1, actually ranks fourth in that category in points per game coming into tonight. They've held Lincoln Christian to only about 100 yards, actually 125 on a team that averages this season when they win 350. In losses, they only average 140, but total, they average around 300. So, no, I'm actually looking at Shattered stats, I beg your pardon. So, in wins, for Lincoln Christian, they average 326. In losses, they average 351. Now, that loss, I'm going to be honest, there is an outlier in that loss, and that was a 52-51 loss to Central City in a district matchup. These two teams both finished second in their district this season, stuck their way in, earned their way into the playoffs off a wild card, ended up tied in wild card points to get into the playoffs, and I think I actually have it written down. 43.11, and it came down to the third tiebreaker, which came to toughest schedule. Most opponents with a division classified as a Division One, which means you had two or less losses. Shattern actually ended up being a Division One opponent for everybody they played this week. We got about 2 minutes to go in the halftime show. We'll go ahead and take our last timeout for a message from Shatter Insurance. When we come back, we'll get started with the third quarter. You're tuning in to Shatter and Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shatter Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shatter Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shatter Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Welcome back to Cardinal Field. The band is playing the fight song. Actually, now they're playing 25 or 64, which, you know, you can call it a fight song. I love that song myself. Chicago. That's a song you've heard from time to time over on our sister station, 107.7 KBPY FM. Especially here in the 60s at 6 hour. But back here at Cardinal Field, we're getting set to go for the start of the second half. Lincoln Christian will get the ball to start the second half. They are going to go to the good side of the field, looks like, to begin the second half. From left to right, they are wearing all white uniforms, blue numbers, with the crest of the Crusader on the side of their helmets in chrome blue, I might add. That looks going to look sweet given the time of day we're in. We got about a half hour or so till sunset. Sun actually sets in 25 minutes till it sets. And we're in the golden hour on this day. We're going to drop down to the 40s quickly when the sun sets this evening. Shannon will kick the ball off to them, going right to left. And they are in their home black uniforms, red shoulders, white numbers, white helmets with the Cardinal logo on the both sides. We'll see who Shattern has to kick it off. I see JT Obando walking around along the near side sideline. So it'll be Quinn Bailey who goes and kicks it off for the Cardinals. He's had a couple good kicks so far this game now. Is it even Quinn? Yeah, it is Quinn. The first three kickoffs he's had in this game went out of bounds, ended up being about 15 yards of penalties, and still worked out for the Cardinals. On the kickoff, but of course the possession worked out for Lincoln Christian. This third quarter is sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Jeremy Anderson has made the journey from Hay Springs. I don't think he's going to be joining me, but might talk a little bit on postgame as here comes Quinn Bailey to fire it off. The right foot sends it deep. Asa Wagerson lets it bounce to him at the 10-yard line. We're underway for the second half. He cuts near side. Shattern's had problems giving up kick return touchdowns, and making the tackle to save the day is Lane Davidson.
Roth on the return.
That was Dominic Roth, I beg your pardon, with the return. Right, I saw Wagerson back there earlier in the game. So it'll be first and 10, Crusaders.
Christian will start this drive from their own 37.
They are at their own 37, directly in front of me, to my left, going left to right on your radio dial to begin this second half. Shattern will get the ball going toward the south side of the field in this game. So it'll be a double tight, double wing formation. Meyerson in the back. There goes Dawson Tice in motion. Meyerson gets the ball. It's a counter to the right side. He gets across the 45 to the 46-yard line. Beg your pardon. That's a 39 to the 41-yard line. Bickle with the tackle. So it'll be a second and six for the Crusaders. Paulson under center, and he's going to hand it off to Wegerson, who goes to the left side off the dive. He might have dove forward for the first down. He did. He got down to the 48-yard line, so that's a 7-yard carry. Two plays, 11 yards.
First down
for
Lincoln Christian.
Crusaders.
At their own 48-yard line.
They're going to go no huddle. They've done it all game as Paulson is under center. They're going to check to the far sideline. Winner of this game, again, will play the winner of Sydney and Omaha Run Cali. Catholic and Omaha Run Cali's giving Sydney a run for their money. There goes Dawson Tyson. Motion. It's a play action fake. Shattern's ready for it, but Wegerson pulls it in. Slips through a tackle. Wegerson trips. Stops. Gets ripped down by Braden Wright. And it's a gain. We'll see where they mark it down. That play action pass has been working. The official's going to go mark it down at the 14-yard line. So that's a 34-yard reception. Second of the game. Both have gone for north of 30 yards for the Crusaders. So it'll be a first and 10 from the Cardinal 14-yard line. Right now, the difference has been two-point conversions. Cardinals are 2-for-3. Lincoln Christian's 0-for-2. As Paulson gets snapping, keeps it. Did he keep it? No, he handed it to Wegerson. He rolls forward, but there is a flag on the play. Wegerson got down to the 6-yard line, so it's an 8-yard carry from Wegerson, but it won't matter. It'll be a 10-yard holding call upcoming. Ball, the flag was at the line of scrimmage, and right now the penalties have kind of been a story for both sides. Shattern outside of 3 on kickoffs. They still have 3, so you take those away, and we're going to be even after this 10-yard holding call. See where they mark it back to. Ball was at the 14 on the original line of scrimmage. Go all the way back to
after marching
24-yard line. So that's a 10-yard holding penalty. It'll make it a first and 24. That is the second holding penalty of the game for the Crusaders. They also have a false start. Their third penalty is it's snap. It's a double pitch to the near side. Wegerson trying to get through the brain right tackle, and Wright able to hold on and make the play.
Right on the carry, right on the tackle.
It was Roth on the carry. They run a lot of these quick little handoffs that can make it tricky for me to see who has it in. Wegerson and Roth, outside of the course of the number being different between 20 and 21, it can be kind of tricky for me to see. They look very similar physically. Wegerson maybe a little bit more wider base than Roth, but they're both very athletic. As Roth goes in motion, it's a play action fake. Man open downfield, easy 24-yard touchdown reception from Paulson to Jameson Tice.
For the touchdown.
That's the second passing touchdown of the game and the most in any game this season for Lincoln Christian. It'll cut it down to a 6-point deficit. So Lincoln Christian will go for 2. And it's a handoff to the left side, and he is no good. Lincoln Christian's 0 for 3. Shattern keeps it a 4-point game. 22-18, that drive took approximately 2 minutes and 30 seconds off the clock. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our third quarter sponsor, Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Tune in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Motor Company.
Lincoln Edwin Christian Jones takes their first possession of the second half to the end zone off a 24-yard pass from Truman Paulson to Dawson Tice, and it is 22-18. The Cardinals lead the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. Lincoln Christian's 0 for 3 so far on 2-point conversions. Shattern is 2 for 3. And coming up to kick it, it's going to be scoop kick to the near side. It's short bounce, and Lincoln Christian might get another gift. That's twice. That's happened to the Cardinals so far. 2 turnovers, both on special teams.
Dunbar recovered by the Crusaders. Be first and 10 for the Crusaders at the Shadron 43-yard line.
Went off Dunbar, and the Crusaders attacked and jumped on top of it. So it'll be Crusader football.
Security First Bank, Big Bats Booster Club, Apricot Lane, Number One Properties, Ranch and Recreation, Tommy Wild.
So they get the ball.
And Arrow Building.
At the Cardinal 36-yard line, it's a handoff to Wegerson, who rolled across the 40-yard line. It was a first and 10 from their own, from the Cardinal 43. Ends up being a
gain of 4. Brings up second and 6.
It's been a pretty even spread so far in the game for Lincoln Christian as Dawson Tice goes in motion. And it is Paulson who keeps it. Goes right down to the ground after a tackle
Wegerson
by John Cantell.
Stopped by Bickle.
Bickle also in on the play. Paulson didn't get anything, so to make it a 3rd and 8.
No gain on the play. Brings up 3rd down.
And Lincoln Christian's going to go pretty heavy on the line of scrimmage. This is more traditional. If
fact, looks a lot like what Shatterin's just put in the shotgun the Cardinals do. Checking in is our 54, Sam Dodge. So it could be a run to the right side, and it's going to be a handoff to Wegerson. Clanks off a helmet, got across the 35 to the 34, so it's going to be close to a first down. Run a mark of just short, so we got a big fourth down ahead. Fourth and a yard and a half. Lane Christian goes quick, keeps same. It's Dawson Tice who goes in motion. And is this going to be a false start or on Lincoln Christian? This is a big call. Shatter did jump in. It's going to be five against the Cardinals.
Be first and 10 for Lincoln Christian.
That'll be first and 10 for the Crusaders. March the ball forward 5 yards. It'll be first and 10 from Cardinal 29-yard line. Paulson goes under center. Dodge is still out there. They're going to go one receiver on the far side. It's a handoff to Wegerson. Bryson Bickle. No, it's Talon Jelinek. The first one
Wegerson
in on the tackle.
On the Jelinek and Bailey with a stop.
Quinn Bailey finished him
gain
off
of
up high.
Two.
So it'll be gain of two. Make it a second and eight. Two 18 as Paulson hands it off to Wegerson. He slips through a tackle. Braden Wright comes and wraps him up. He got across the 25 down to the 23.
Davidson is at the bottom of the pile.
Lane Davidson also in on the tackle, so make it a third and four for the Crusaders. They've thrown four passes so far today, 3 for 4. Shatterin has yet to attempt one. And to be honest, I thought we'd be seeing Shatterin throw a pass earlier than Lincoln Christian. Lincoln Christian went through the Aurora and Adams Central game, the first two of their winning streak, without throwing a pass. In fact, Truman Paulson missed a game as Dawson Tice goes in motion, and it's a handoff to Wegerson. Wegerson gets a half yard. We'll call it a yard now.
Wegerson on the carry. Bickle with the stop.
Bryson Bickle with the stop.
Be fourth and about four.
Fourth and three, so it's a yard. Big play in this game. Can Shatterin get a stop? Man comes in motion. Paulson trying to get Shatterin to jump, but Shatterin staying disciplined. They learn from the last mistake. Wegerson gets the call from Paulson. Paulson under center. Here comes Dawson Tyson. Motion. It's a quick pitch out to the near side. It's a counter. Quinn Bailey beats him at the corner. Is he short? The fans think so. Where do they mark him?
Roth around the right side.
It was Dominic Roth, and the Cardinals have held.
Appears to be a turnover on downs.
The Cardinals defense steps up and makes the play, forces a turnover on downs. They'll get the ball back for their first offensive play of the game. That's twice this game where special teams have been an issue for the Cardinals, and the defense steps up. That's been the story of the season. So it'll be Quinn Bailey comes out to start at quarterback to begin this half. There goes Braden Wright. Bailey gets snap. He's going to use Jace Hoppin as lead blocker. Bailey runs to the right side. Quinn Bailey at all. Got eight, maybe
Bailey
nine.
On the right side.
Ends up being nine.
Stopped by Davis, second and one.
Malachi Davis with the tackle for the Crusaders. And making a second and one. Tobin Landon checks in. Talon Jelinek getting worked on the near sideline. He's played really well tonight. He's been one of the main factors on defense, especially in terms of setting the edge and forcing everyone back inside. As it'll be pistol set, man in motion. That's Lane Davidson. It's a handoff to Bailey out of the pistol. Quinn Bailey finds the outside corner. Quinn Bailey's in a foot race. Quinn Bailey looking for 68 yards. Touchdown, Cardinals!
Bailey around the right side, 68 yards. We do have a flag.
There is a flag at the line of scrimmage, and everybody is walking back. With that run, though, Quinn Bailey is now at 284 yards Yeah, that is official, though. And they'll march them right back. That is the second longest carry, might be even the longest carry of the season for Quinn Bailey. And it just gets called back off a hold. And that has been, I think, a storyline to follow this game. Now, that's 8 penalties for the Cardinals.
After marching up the penalty, it'll be 2nd and 7.
Now, the penalty did happen 4 yards down off the line of scrimmage, so it'll make it a 2nd and 7. Quinn Bailey's going to check out and get a breather. Jace Hoffman went in. And snap, play action fake. Throw near side caught by Lane Davidson. Davidson got a first down. Ends up being a reception of 6. I'm going to be honest. Every time Shatter might throw it, I'm a little anxious because of Dominic Roth. He is actually lining up on the far side. So if Shatter's going to throw it, just do not throw it to him. He is as good as it gets. He's going to line up as the far side defensive back. Quinn Bailey checks back in. He needed a breather after that one. 68 yards. He's had himself a season, a long season. So it'll be him and the pistol. Man goes in motion. Lane Davidson, and it's snap pitch to Bailey on the far side. Quinn Bailey looking for the edge. Gets crossed to the 40-yard line. So it'll be a 3-yard carry for Bailey. Quinn Bailey this season so far has had three 300-yard games. And, in fact, going into last week, he was still top 5 in the country. He's fallen down to about 12. He's been replaced by Connor Booth, who will probably win the rushing title this year in the state of Nebraska. But Quinn Bailey solidifying himself as a solid 2nd in that race, which is outstanding. As he comes in motion from the far side, empty set, and he gets the shotgun snap. Bailey gets the handoff, gets across the line of scrimmage down to the 45. That's a gain of 5. We'll give him 5.
Stop by Davis.
Malachi Davis with the tackle, so to make it a 3rd and 2 yards. Clock ticking, 3:43 to go in this third quarter. Shattern's going to come out with the shotgun look. Quinn Bailey, pistol look, a bigger part. Bailey behind, Tobin Russ near side, 1 wide receiver on the far side, 2 behind the right guard and tackle as Landon gets snap, hands it off to Bailey. Bailey got the first down. Quinn Bailey slips through a tackle. Quinn Bailey looking for 55 yards. No penalties. Touchdown, Cardinals. And Quinn Bailey has dropped another 300 burger, 348, which we'll see on Monday, but has set a new school record. Wow! So Shattern will go for 2. Bailey gets the snap out of the pistol. Look, he runs toward the end zone, and it is no good. Quinn Bailey on that drive, including holding calls, because those yards are official. Quinn Bailey on that drive rushed for over 100 yards. That, when you think you've seen it all, then you've seen Quinn Bailey. ...28-18, the Cardinals go up by 2 scores with 3:13 to go in this third quarter. Sun is starting to set behind us. The Cardinals now, we're up by 4. And Quinn Bailey goes 55 yards to the house. My, oh my. So we'll see who kicks off with the Chatham Cardinals. But before they do that, we need to thank Studio 308, Dean Nitsch, and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine, take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. Thriving financial expert, financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattern at 308-430-0733. 6-0. And Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, a Ream Pro partner in Chatter, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys that know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Quinn Bailey, have yourself a day, young fella. Past 2 weeks, you've been pretty beat up, and now you've done it. As Hugh goes and launches the kickoff, it's a good one. Dominic Roth will pick it up from the 10-yard line. Roth has a blocker in front, gets to the far side. Dominic Roth thought he got through, but he gets tackled at the 26-yard line. So the Lincoln Christian Crusaders will have first and 10 from their own 26-yard line. Scooter's Coffee, try their autumn caramel crunch. Indulge in the flavors of autumn. This exquisite latte combines our signature espresso, creamy caramel, hazelnut, and classic vanilla flavors to create the perfect pick-me-up for a crisp fall day. And that's Scooter's Coffee. American Legion, the Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary, are in the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. As Dawson Tice goes in motion, it's a handoff to Wegerson. He runs into Lane Davidson, but Wegerson does get 3 yards on the carry. Quinn Bailey's winning this matchup pretty easily. Wegerson right now.
Davidson with the stop.
Davidson with the stop. So it's a gain of three. And by the way, even Quinn Bailey without those holding calls coming back is sitting at nearly 280 today. That's how good of a game he's having. As Paulson gets the snap, pitches it out to Dawson Tice. Dawson Tice finds the edge of Quinn Bailey. Imagining him again. Makes the touchdown saving tackle. It's a gain of...
Tice on the carry.
Goes from the 30 to the 43-yard line. So it's a gain of 13.
Meyer with the stop.
Sam Meyer, but it was first Quinn Bailey who made the tackle. So it'll be first and 10 for the Crusaders. Crusaders have thrown the ball pretty well tonight. I'll say that. Two touchdown passes, just the most of any game this season. As Truman Paulson, I beg your pardon, looks toward the sideline. Getting toward the back judge, seeing the play clock's winding down. He gets snap, it's a handoff to Wegerson. Runs to the left side, gets down to the 45-yard line, so that's a 2-yard carry. Gonna make it a 2nd and 6. We have under 2 minutes to go in this. Kreitz and Schaefer Law, third quarter. Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Now Lincoln Christian's taking their time. They will have to go toward the north end of the field in this fourth quarter, which I mentioned in the pregame. I thought that'd be an issue for the team in the fourth quarter as Paulson gets snapped. It's a fake handoff. He runs up to the 50-yard line. Got cracked, but it looked like Jace Hoffman. That'll be gain of 4 because he's just shy of the 50. So it'll be a third and a long 4.
Third and about 4.
75 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shattering hasn't won a playoff game since the oldest kids on this team were 8. I was a senior in high school. Myself at Alliance when the last time the Cardinals won a playoff game. Is it's a handoff to Wegerson. He didn't get the first down. He did get 3, though.
With the carry, Fintel with the stop.
John Fintel with the stop.
First and 10. Lincoln Christian.
Oh, they gave it to him.
At the Shattering 46-yard line.
Got just enough. Still got at least one play to go in this third quarter. Lincoln Christian taking their time. Double tight, double wing formation. There goes Dominic Roth in motion, and it's a pitch to Roth after the fake handoff. Bailey staying put. Bailey got pushed off, and Roth loses a couple of yards.
Roth on the carry.
So to make it a 2nd and 12, right as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Clock's ticking. This third quarter was sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Quinn Bailey with over 100 yards in that third quarter. 3:48 unofficially in this game as Lincoln Christian actually is going to run a play. It's Dawson Tice who gets the pitch far side. He gets 3. And that was the end of their quarter. I got caught being complacent right there. That will do the third quarter. It'll be 3rd and 8 for the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. We'll come back for the start of the fourth quarter. 28-18, the Shattering Cardinals might be dreaming of another day. We'll go ahead and take a break and come back for the start of the fourth quarter. You're tuning in to Shattered Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR and Shattered.com.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family-owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Oh, welcome back to Cardinal Field. This fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western, West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. And I want to check on a record real fast, and Quimbley has not set a Class C1 record yet for most rushing yards in a game. Just looking through it, actually. He still has a little bit to go. So it's going to be a third and six for Lincoln Christian. And it's play action fake. Shattern's ready for it. It's a pass down deep. Roth pulls it in. Goes over the top of Bryson Wright. Rick Barry thought he was juggling it, but it's going to be a reception of 24 yards. Lincoln Christian, when they throw the ball, it's gone for double-digit yardage every single time.
At the 17-yard line of the Cardinals.
Now, just for your reference, on the C1 rushing record yard for a playoff game is 445, and Lincoln Christian will snap the ball quick, hand it off to, I believe that's Wegerson, who gets two.
Wagner's in with the carry. Bailey with the stop.
Bailey with the tackle.
Gain a two on the play. Brings up second and eight.
So it'll be a second and eight. Paulson gets snapped. Pitch to the far side. Roth got the pitch. Shadow's being disciplined. Just missed the tackle. Got back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe nothing more. Roth has been getting chewed up in the run game. The Shattern defense, he's been coming in motion, and Shattern is... No, that's Tice? That was Roth.
Carnahan with the stop.
Full Carnahan with the tackle. That was Roth on the carry.
About a yard on the play. Brings up third and seven.
So, I think Christian's going to split sides. Paulson under center. Wegerson behind him. Roth goes in motion, and it's a handoff to Wegerson. He doesn't get anything. Fourth and seven upcoming. We're going to talk about moments where you have a chance to prove yourself. Well, last time, Shattern faced, Lincoln Christian faced a fourth down in plus territory. The Shattern Cardinal defense came up big. You get this one, Shattern, you might be talking about next week. And maybe a rematch for Sydney. You proved last week that you could beat them. And it's still 13-7 late in the third quarter. Sydney leading Roncalli. 10-15 to go. Paulson goes under center. Man in motion. That's Tice. It's a play action. Fake pass. Slant. And it's picked! It's picked! Tobin Meyer with the second interception of the season.
Pass is intercepted by Carnahan.
No, it's Cole Carnahan. His first career pick. And the Cardinals hold. The Cardinals have, the last time they started the season, 7-0. They had a playoff game versus Battle Creek, a 5-12 game. Last time they won a playoff game, I was a senior at Alliance. That's been 10 years. As it's Bailey out of the jet sweep. Quinn Bailey looking for Bader. Gapes his head up, gets the field back and forth. Quinn Bailey from the 8 to the 46, 47. Yard line, 39 yards, Quinn Bailey.
Pipe Bank and Tease First and 10, Shadron at their own 47-yard line.
And Lincoln Christian is going to settle down and call a timeout. Quinn Bailey, 387 and counting. Lincoln Christian will call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's. You design it. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Let's go ahead and take a break for a sponsor from our a message from our sponsor, Best Western West Hills Inn. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Football here on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
.56 to go here in the fourth quarter. Shadron leads 28-18. A touchdown might put this one away and put a mark on a historical night for Shadron Cardinal football. Quinn Bailey is up to 387 unofficially tonight. Pistol set, handoff from Landon to Bailey. Bailey got down across to the 50-yard line. That's three for him. Quinn Bailey didn't want the season. And I was very impressed with the Shadron Cardinal team last week against Sydney. They held the Sydney Red Raiders to a season low. Now the Shadron Cardinals only had a buck 41 in that game. But I could see something with this team. I could see a team that was refiguring themselves out. They lost Kane Buskirk, their leading blocker. Their one big injury of the season. They were figuring themselves out. And boy, have they figured themselves out. As it's a pistol look. Handoff to Bailey. Bailey got two. A yard or two. All right, give him one.
Bailey on the carry. Stopped by Davis.
It was Malachi Davis with the tackle. So it'll be a third in a long six for the Cardinals. Pistol look. Landed behind Bailey. Landon. Play action. Fake. Rolls near side. Caught. Running upfield, that's a first down. Jumping over, is that Lane Davidson? Lane Davidson running toward Bader. And he gets tackled down. We'll see where they mark it. Ball was at the 48-yard line, and they're going to mark it down at the 9. That's 39 yards. The Cardinals in the red zone. So it'll be a pistol set. Bailey behind Landon. Landon gets the snap. Hands it off to Bailey. That was a little awkward in terms of the exchange. Bailey doesn't get anything.
Bailey with the carry. Stopped by Witt. No gain on the play.
Clock's ticking, 7:55 to go. Shadron will break the huddle. Looks like they're going to go Wildcat. No, it's going to be Hoffman in the backfield with Landon. Bailey lines up as the far side wide receiver. Both right twins near side. Here comes Bailey in motion. Landon gets snap, hands off to Bailey. Hoffman has the lead blocker, and Bailey's into the end zone again. Touchdown, Cardinals! Touchdown. Quinn Bailey. He's had multiple 300-yard rushing games in his career. In fact, three this season, five before. Well, he has done something that no one else has done in the history of Shadron Cardinal football. With that run, unofficially, I have him at 400 yards rushing. As
Vando will come out and kick the extra point. It is up, and it is here. 35-18, Cardinals leading the Crusaders. Gwen Bailey, 400 yards on 17 carries. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. And we come back for the rest of the fourth quarter. You're tuning in to Shattering Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
The show has rolled into the first round of the playoffs, and it looks like in 7.5 minutes it will roll on to the next round. Gwen Bailey, when you think you've seen it all, then you see Gwen Bailey play. You see the Shattering Cardinal team play. You see a team that's lost a kid due to a broken leg who has an award named after him for his selflessness. And you see a team that has to figure out themselves in the last 2 weeks. They fall to Gearing, then fall to Sydney. They get Lincoln Christian, and quite frankly, not many people thought Shattern was going to win this game. Well, in 7.5 minutes, Shattern might pull it off as kickoff from Bailey's picked up at the 5-yard line. Dominic Roth in trouble, running into chaos, and he gets wrapped up at the 11-yard line, so the Crusaders will have 89 yards to go, down by 17. It is a 3-score game. We'll see how well they can throw the ball. As Paulson under center, Weggers in behind him. Double wing formation, two wing backs, one wide receiver on each side. So they're not going to go heavy up front. Shattern has the ability to get to the quarterback if they get an opportunity, if they have the ability to. It's Paulson who pitches it to the far side. Weyerson in trouble, getting through the tackle. It's not, I don't think that's a safety. No, that's back down at the 5-yard line, so that's a loss of 7.
Roth on the carry, Jelinek with the stop.
Talon Jelinek with the stop.
Be second and 19 from the 4-yard line.
Second and 3 from the 4-yard line. Roth in motion. It's a handoff to Weggerson. Dive up the middle. He slips through a tackler. Gets back down to around the 10-yard line. Did get to the 10. It's gain of 7.
Weggerson on the carry.
So it'll be 8.
Brings up 3rd and 13.
So it'll be Paulson under center. There goes Roth in motion. It's a play-action fake thrown over the top, and it is incomplete.
Paulson's pass falls incomplete. Brings up 4th down.
So it'll be a 4th and 13. Sun has set to our west. The stadium lights fully taken into effect. And Lincoln Christian's going to line up the punt. Kyle Stryker will go back to punt. Gets the snap. Fires off a good one. Kate Stryker, I beg your pardon. It's caught at the 50-yard line. Quinn Bailey with the return. Quinn Bailey showing off. He has some more steam. Gets down to the 10-yard line.
Bailey on the return. Tease on the stop.
Dawson Tice with the stop, and the Cardinals are 10 yards away from punching it in once again.
At the Crusader 12-yard line.
12-yard line is where they're going to mark it down.
Oh.
So Tobin Landon will come out in the pistol with Bailey behind him. Landon claps his hands, hands it off to Bailey. Bailey runs to the right side, jumps over the line of scrimmage. He got a handful of yards down to the 8-yard line. So that's four.
Stop by Dove.
So it'll be a second and six for the Cardinals. Shattern coming into you tonight. Just glancing through their history real fast. 45 looks like to be their playoff record. So they may not get it tonight. But boy, this has been a special one. Landon is by himself, single set. Bailey lines up near side slot. Two wide receivers on the left side. Here comes Bailey from the near side slot. Motion, handoff to Bailey. Bailey cuts upfield. Quinn Bailey caught a touchdown, and Bailey's back into the end zone. 9 yards out. Touchdown, Cardinals. Bailey, the show continues. That's one, two, three, four, five touchdown rushes by Quinn Bailey. And they are going to line up to kick the extra point. 41-18, the Cardinals are going to win this one as Obando kicks it up. It's high, and it is good.
Extra point try by Obando. Good. 5-11 left in this game. Shattern 42, Shattern Christian.
42-18, 5-11 to go. Wow. We might be hanging out next Friday night again. Quinn Bailey, 5 touchdown runs. I have him unofficially at 39 carries, 413 yards, and Sydney has taken a 2-score lead against Omaha and Roncalli. They are still in the third quarter. If the score holds on both sides, Shattern will go to Sydney next Friday night to play in a quarterfinal game. And of course, I'll be down there with y'all. Can't wait to. My favorite time of the year. I don't want to quit. Just getting started. So it'll be Quinn Bailey to kick it off for the Cardinals. He put the ball down to 40-yard line. I think they found some with Bailey kicking now. I think they need to give him a break or two throughout the game. But he's going to be the one who kicks it off. He's made a few tackles on kickoff coverage, too. He's had himself a night. The lights have come on bright. Quinn Bailey has shown up. Bailey will come up in fire. It'll be a squib kick. Bouncing, picked up at the 25-yard line. Coming to the near side. I believe that's Dyson Tice. He gets tackled. And Lincoln Christian on the ball at their own 30-yard line. 5:08 to go. 42-18. It'll be at the 29-yard line.
Shattern Public Schools would like to thank the following businesses for allowing everyone to around the world to watch our live stream for free. Thrivent, Big Bats.
So Lincoln Christian comes out. Paulson under center, Wegerson behind him, two wide receivers on each side, man in motion, that's Roth. It's a handoff to Wegerson, he doesn't get anything. Might even lost a yard. Oh, he gained a yard. 16 teams started in Class C1, 32 teams started the day in Class C2. Shattern's under 5 minutes away from becoming one of the last 8 in Class C1 and last 16 in Class C altogether. In fact, in 11-man football, as Wegerson gets another handoff, he rolls down to the 34-yard line. That's four.
Wegerson with the carry.
And just in 11-man football, there right now is approximately 64 teams playing. We'll cut that down in half to 32 next week. To be one of the best 32 teams in 11-man football this season, that's I'm very impressed. As Paulson gets snap, hands pitches out to Roth, who was going in motion. Runs upfield, he was close to a first down. Got down to the 37-yard line, so you might be short by a yard. So it'll be fourth and one. Jace Hoffman with the stop. That'll be fourth and one. Paulson will go under center. After this play, we'll give our service barbershop player the game. Hands it off to Wagerson. That's close to being a first down. He might have gotten it. Needed about a yard or so. They're going to blow it dead.
Stop by Jelnick.
Talon Jelnick with the stop, and they're going to give him the first down.
The first down for the Crusaders.
Now it's time for the Service Barbershop Player of the Game. Donnie Dotson at Service Barber is a longtime supporter of our area athletes. Quinn Bailey, I don't want to give it to you ever, but you've just been that good tonight. Quinn Bailey is the player of the game. As Paulson rolls out near side, throws it, caught, run upfield, getting taken down pretty hard. Is the wide receiver. That is Wegerson. Ends up being a gain of nine.
Be second and two.
This is the shortest pass completion all night for Lincoln Christian. And it's a quick pass near side. Goes through the hands of the wide receiver looking for Matthew Witt. Lincoln Christian's committing to throwing it now. That'll be third and two, 2:45 to go. And at the end of the third quarter, Sydney leads on Cali Catholic 21-7. There goes a man in motion. It's going to be a dive play up the middle. No, Paulson kept it and ripped down
Paulson with the key
by Alex Fisher. So it'll be a fourth and four.
Brings up fourth down and about four.
Clock's ticking under 2.5 minutes to go. Coming up on the Fit 7, No Excuses, Just Results, open 7 days a week. Post-game show, we'll recap this game. One, we'll see what's going on in the world of football across state. Nebraska coming up with the Fit 7 post-game show. It's straight drop back pass by Paulson, caught by Dawson Dice. Slips through a tackle, got the first down, got across the 50, and will get ripped down at the 47-yard line. That's a gain of eight.
Paulson's pass is complete to Tease.
2 minutes to go in this one. As we have crossed top of the 6 o'clock hour here on Stereo 610 AM, KCSR Shattered, Nebraska. And live on shadrad.com. Lincoln Christian's going to start taking their time to get play calls in. And straight drop, hitch route. Roll route, I beg your pardon, to the far side. It's caught.
Pass complete to Thies. Farnahan with the stop.
Ends up being a gain of four. That'll make it a second and six.
Out of bounds. Stops the clock.
Ball right even with me. And Christian going right to the left. As Paulson goes under center. Straight drop. Pump fakes, throws it. It's a hitch and go, and that's going to be well out of reach for his intended wide receiver.
Paulson's pass intended for Tease. Overthrown. Brings up third.
So it'll be
five.
Third and five. Fourth got a buck 40 to go. Yeah, it's hard to think that 10 years ago I was still a senior in high school, and I know a lot of the guys were on that team. Jackson Dickerson is one that comes to mind immediately because I still know Jackson. Wow. As Paulson pump fakes on the third and long, runs upfield, it was a draw, he slips through a tackle, and will get tackled down at the 30-yard line. It's a gain of 17. Shattered, 3 points shy of school record for points in a playoff game. I don't think they're going to get there as we're under 90 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Paulson under center. But this margin of victory is incredible. Paulson, straight drop, throws an out route, caught. Slipping through the tackle. That looks like Ezra Bird or Jameson Tice. Can't see that far edge, especially with the glare right now. Got down to the 24-yard line, so a 6-yard reception.
Paulson's pass complete to Tease.
1 minute to go. Straight drop. Paulson, crossing route. It nearly is picked off by Tobin Meyer. Went through the hands of Dominic Roth.
Paulson's pass intended for Roth. Incomplete. Brings up third down and about three.
So we're third and three. clock sitting at 55.8. Paulson under center. There goes Rothen. Motion. It's a handoff to Wegerson. Wegerson slipping through. He gets tackled down. That might have been Dawson Tice.
Paulson with the keeper.
It was Paulson who kept it. He did get enough for a first down.
First and 10 for the Crusaders.
Gets down to the 17-yard line. So that's a 7-yard carry. We got one more play in this game. Paulson under center. Straight drop. Looks to the right side. Throws an out route. It's incomplete. To go.
Paulson's pass intended for Tease.
Shatter next week. We'll advance. We'll play in the second round of the playoffs. It's looking like they're going to play Sydney as a run up the middle by Paulson.
Bickle and Colors.
Didn't get anything. Clock down to 15. Is Lincoln Christian going to run another play? Clock down to 10. Paulson brings Roth in motion. It's a throw to the outside. Running toward the near sideline. That's Dawson Tice. He gets ripped down at the 10-yard line. And the clock's going to expire. And the Shattered Cardinals are moving on. First playoff win in 10 years. 42-18. The final score from Cardinal Field. Quinn Bailey was historic.
Last play of the game.
413 yards for the senior. 5 touchdowns as the Cardinals. 42-18. That's your final score here from Cardinal Field. We'll go ahead and take a break and come back for the start of postgame. You're tuning in to Shattering Cardinal Football here on KCSR.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shadron High student athletes.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wallstrom Ford in Shadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shadron or online at wallstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron or online at shadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
We've been telling you colder weather is coming, and it really is. That's why the Arrow Building Center is lining up special fall deals for you. Be listening for deals that will help you through the winter chill. Doors, insulation, and more special deals are coming your way this fall. And don't forget, Arrow has a nice lineup of lumber in stock, so if you're still finishing up those outdoor DIY jobs, they have what you need to do it right. So stop in the Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chadron, any season, but pay special attention to the fall deals coming your way. Family owned and operated, open Monday through Saturday. It's Arrow Building Center.
This is the Fit 7 post-game show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome back to Cardinal Field. Welcome back to Cardinal Field as Shattern Cardinals take down the Lincoln Christian Crusaders by a final score of 42-18. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here, member FDIC. And that was the definition of the Quinn Bailey Show. It was all Cardinals right away, and it looked right away that this team was more than good enough to beat Lincoln Christian. Drove right down the field, 58 yards on their first possession. Quinn Bailey, no, it was Jace Hoffman who ran in from 5 yards out. Two-point conversion was good, made it 8-0. Cardinals and the Lincoln Christian Crusaders showed why they belonged here, and that's their first possession of the game. They took it down the field, and it was Truman Paulson to Dominic Roth, 40 yards through the air on a play-action fake. Two-point conversion was no good, 8-6, and that was kind of the story of the first half, really. That was two-point conversions. Shattern was 2-for-3, and Lincoln Christian was 0-for-2 in two-point conversions in the first half. Second quarter, this is when Bailey started clicking. He had a 21-yard rush with the two-point conversion. Good, 16-6 was the score. Asa Wegerson had a 9-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was no good and made it 16-12. Shattern. Quinn Bailey then added his second touchdown of the night, a 37-yard run. Two-point conversion was no good, and it was 22-25 Cardinals. Then Paulson went to Tice, 24 yards. Two-point conversion was no good, 22-18. Cardinals still led. Then it was Bailey the rest of the way. He had a 55-yard touchdown run on a drive that included a 68-yard touchdown run that was called back because of holding. Ended up going 55 yards a couple plays later. Made it 28-18 Cardinals. And Quinn Bailey punched in two more 9-yard touchdown runs in the fourth quarter. And that is your final score of 42-18. The Shattern Cardinals defeating the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. The Cardinals are now 8-3 on the season. And they will most likely go on the road next week. We'll check on that Sydney score when we come back from our first break of the post-game show. But I've seen a lot of crazy things over my time watching football, and a lot of times you just know right off the bat when something like this is going to happen. And I'm going to be honest, tonight I did not know. Quinn Bailey looked a lot better than he has the past 2 weeks, and he's been dealing with nagging ankle injuries throughout the season, but tonight he looked healthy. He looked healthy again, and when the show gets healthy, sometimes the show is unstoppable, and that's what happened tonight. Lincoln Christian Crusaders end their season at 7-3, and they'll take the long 8.5-hour bus ride home tonight. Get back to Lincoln in time to watch Nebraska football tomorrow afternoon. 42-18 is the final score. The Shattern Cardinals defeat Lincoln Christian Crusaders. This postgame show is sponsored by Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with more postgame. You're tuning in. Shattern Cardinal Football here on KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
The Chatham Cardinals take down the Lincoln Christian Crusaders 42-18 here at Cardinal Field on a cooling off Friday night. We've already dropped down to the middle 40s here in the Chatham area. Now let's take a look at some scores across Class C1 and maybe get an idea to see what the plans are for next week, whether we're back here at Cardinal Field on Friday, November 8th, or we get to pack the bus and go on the road. And it looks like we are going to be going to Sydney. Sydney is leading Omaha Roncalli 28-7. I think this Cardinal team is good enough to beat Sydney, really. Especially if Quinn Bailey looks as healthy as he did tonight, they have a chance, especially to put up points. Chatterton has one of the best defenses in the state of Nebraska, but boy, did they prove they have one of the best players in Class C1 in Quinn Bailey. Another scores across C1, Auburn beat O'Neill 9-7. Boys Town is leading Cozad 21-0 at the half. Wahoo leading Douglas County West 14-0 at the break. And SCOTUS, Central Catholic, leading Columbus Lakeview 7-0. Central City leading Fort Calhoun 14-0. National Greenwood leading Milford 7-0. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back, and wrap this one up. You're tuning in to Chatterton Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR and chatterhead.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chatterton, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chatterton, unless you like being stranded.
Chatterton Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chatterton and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chatterton Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chatterton Avenue in Chatterton, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
Back here at Cardinal Field for one final time, Chase Thompson here with you from the Platte Valley Bank Broadcast Blues. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here, member FDIC. Now, I just got a correction. Con Marshall came in up here and talked to me, so I do have a little bit of stat correction for you, and that is on Quinn Bailey. And I thought that based on the play still stood as the official in terms of the yardages, then they backed it off, but If that's not the case, and I'll check with Max Preps, I'll be able to tell pretty easily on Sunday what his official yardage is for this game. But if you take off the yardage he gained from on plays that were holding, it was 68 and 29. So it ends up being about roughly 97 yards, which still is 318 on the game. So if that's the case, then that's my mistake on that. But I honestly thought that they counted him officially. So, but either way, the final stats for you tonight, Quinn Bailey with either 315 or 413, depending on what the official numbers come out to be on Sunday. I do know he got 5 touchdowns tonight. Team ended up with 429 rushing yards. They held Lincoln Christian to 370 exactly, shattering it up with 474. Shattering struggled in the penalty department, ended up with 8 penalties for 55 yards. Lincoln Christian, 3 penalties for 25, and Shattern won the turnover battle 2-1. Well, it's been a fun ride here at Cardinal Field. It looks like we're going to Sydney next week, so I can't wait to join you. I'm going to wait on posting the game stories until I get the official time for the Sydney game tomorrow, so be sure to check out the website shadrad.com tomorrow morning for the official game story and a scheduled time for the game against the Sydney Red Raiders. For the entire crew at Shadrack Communications, Deja Anderson, who runs our traffic, Jeanette Rasmussen, who helped me out for noon today, Jared Furneaux, Dennis and Kathy Brown, Jeremy Anderson, Kirk McMilliams, I'm Chase Thompson, saying so long from Cardinal Field. We'll talk to you next week here on KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
This is Paul Stroman, your conservative candidate for Nebraska legislature. This year, we will send a new voice to represent Western Nebraska in the legislature. As a small business owner, I've witnessed the ups and downs, the challenges and opportunities that make Western Nebraska a special place to call home. I will fight to keep Nebraska that special place and a land of opportunity for future generations. Nebraska has given so much to me.